other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us as we cover the most important issues that affect human society on this planet. It is already the third day, Monday, the third day of August 2009, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. WorldNet Daily and Alan Key's lawyer have posted, as of yesterday, a supposed Kenyan certificate of live birth. And we have articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that have the headline, New Obama Birth Certificate, Another Hoax? And we asked that question yesterday. Attorney Phil Berg will be popping in coming up in the last hour to talk about this expanding controversy for about 30 minutes. Also, I wanted to get into the moves towards forced drugging, forced psychological testing, all these different forms of tyranny, forced inoculations that are coming down on us. So we're going to have Dr. John Breeding, local psychologist and author, good friend of mine. He'll be popping in coming up in the second hour today. And we're also going to have wide open phones to discuss the host of important news stories I'm about to cover. Army National Guard advertises for internment specialists. Now, this has been posted since Friday, but I haven't really covered it in proper detail. And even some mainstream media has picked up on it. And internment means holding non-criminally charged citizens in government facilities inside the United States, and it's being advertised. Now, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Houston Chronicle, they've all reported the FEMA camps that have been built for the American people. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act funds setting more of them up. There's legislation introduced to make FEMA camps the center of every city and every community. You'll get your free health care. When you're homeless, you'll be forced to live there. This has already started in California and Hawaii. So they're going to be sold as a good thing. It talks about re-education, talks about rehabilitation. And it's advertised at army.gov, army.mil, it's advertised at military.net, it's advertised hundreds and hundreds of places. They're advertising for internment specialists. So I want to cover that first when we get back. Then the bill to basically federalize food production and shut down family farms and ranches, it's passed. I want to go through, it's passed the House, not the Senate yet. I want to go through all the latest flu fear-mongering that's going on. And more on the big bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. Sybil Edmonds, FBI NSA translator, now violating her gag order and coming out with more information. So we'll be working on all of that coming up today as well, and how it ties in to all the public announcements of forced inoculations, army quarantines, and lockdowns of major cities that they say is coming up in the fall and winter. I don't know if all this is going to happen, but the government is saying get ready for it. They're going to do it. So we better take this serious and discuss it. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Surrogates, Axelrod, his chief of staff, and others, Rahm Emanuel, began to come out and say, well, the president never really said he wouldn't raise taxes on the middle class. And, of course, there are hundreds and hundreds of clips, hundreds of clips. I mean, he pledged sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I mean, sometimes he gave dozens of speeches a day, and it was his standard line that I pledge, I promise you, no new taxes unless you make $250,000 a year. Of course, that was a deception as well. He made it sound like an individual. It was a couple, so $125,000 a year. Then after they pay taxes, somebody making $125,000 a year is really making $75,000, $80,000 a year. So what he meant was, I promise no new taxes on anybody $80,000 a year or more. Well, now guess what? I have the Associated Press. I have Reuters. I have all these mainstream news articles and video clips of his surrogates all over TV now not just saying, oh, we never promised to not raise your taxes. They're now saying we have to and we're going to. And now I'm noticing that Democratic Party surrogates, news sites and websites are attacking anyone as a conspiracy theorist. I actually have articles in my stack. If you come out and say he's a liar, they go, he never promised. He never. And I guess the public's going to go, yeah, he never promised. Raise our taxes. I mean, is there no end to the lying? And somehow people say, well, lying is just what we're supposed to expect from government. Well, if you have the attitude that that's just the way it is, if people just accept the idea that that's the way it is and government lies, then that's capitulation to corruption. And then it's just over. The sky's the limit. It's a bottomless pit of corruption and it's over. And that is the reason that society's getting so corrupt and so bad, is that even if people are angry about the system and angry about the government, angry about the offshore corporations openly looting us of $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months in a bipartisan criminal operation, a coordinated, concerted, bipartisan gang raping, a heist. Even if people are angry about it, they're hopeless and don't believe that they can affect any change. They have no respect for themselves. You know, the big secret is you have incredible power. You could change the destiny of the world. All of you doing small things together every day in different ways will bring down the New World Order just assuredly as the sun came up this morning and as just as assuredly as it's going to set this evening. But we have to be careful. We can't just attack Barack Obama and make it all about him, even though it's fun to see a fraud and an inflated lie being brought down to size. At a primitive level, it feels good to count coup on the president, to go up and diss him, and to go up and feel like we're having a victory as his approval rating goes from 84 points now in many polls to 45. He's dropping several points per week right now. A week and a half ago, he was 49 points. He is dropping like a lead weight. No one has ever deflated this fast. But if we make it all about Obama and make all the lying about Obama, and if we blame him for everything, the globalists have won. They love hanging a George Bush out there to dry to take all the blame. They love hanging a Bill Clinton out there to take all the blame. They love shoving a Barack Obama out there, fooling everybody. They get maybe 6, 8, 9, 10 months max a year to push their agenda through while the public's still pacified and dumbfounded and kind of punch drunk, distracted by him. That's all he's there for. He's there to get their agenda through another big step, and then he's there to take the blame for the deceit and the lies and the betrayals to further demoralize the people to feel like no matter what they do, the politicians always betray us. So the population psychologically gives in and capitulates and has their spirit broken. And there's the added goodie of Obama that then he gets to create all this race division because there are a bunch of people who tied their egos into Obama. And so no matter what he does, no matter how many lies he tells, no matter how many betrayals he engages in, they don't care. They are going to support him to the end, and they are going to get an even more infantile psychological mindset of just bleeding like a bunch of sheep instead of going, Obama, 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 Obama. Instead of doing that over and over again, they go, racist, racist. And the media plays into that. They say, yes, anyone that doesn't like Obama is a racist. He's being criticized. Why is Obama's approval rating dropping? Well, it's racism. See, the globalists are all about dashing hopes for a few short minutes. The downtrodden, the insecure people in the minority community and the insecure, guilt-ridden white yuppies, they get to feel like, oh, we have a moment of brotherhood and kinship and hugging. But then Obama begins to betray all his promises and people entrench themselves and defend him because they don't want the dream to be a fraud. They don't want it to be a lie. It's like some old woman who's insecure, and but who had a wealthy husband who died. And the young Casanova comes into town and romances her and rubs her feet and drinks tea with her and dances and makes love to her. Why, she's 60 years old and 100 pounds overweight, but he loves her. And her son and daughters come to her and say, Mom, he's a con artist. He just wants your money. He's a slick talker. He's a long-legged Mac Daddy. Mom, he just wants you to marry him so he can take everything you've got. And she says, that's it. I'm disowning you. You're liars. And the con artist curls up next to her and says, that's right. They're just jealous of our love. They just want your money. And she banishes her son and daughter. Even though they're successful professionals and don't want her money. They're just upset looking at this con artist, you know, this 30-year-old, smooth-talking, oily-voiced, silver-tongued scammer. And then he takes her. He divorces her. And then he even sets her up and tells the police that, you know, she's doing things that are criminal so he can lock her out of the house. And then he isn't enough to get half of everything. He sells the silverware and he moves in his boyfriend. Oh, it turns out he didn't like women. You know, I'm telling you a true story I happen to know about with some people I know, but I've seen that story over and over again. You all know that story. But as she cries and loses everything, she still has a picture of him and won't admit he conned her. And that's the American people on one side. The Bush supporters won't admit they got conned. The Obama supporters won't admit they got conned. But they will hate each other. And in that, the system controls them. In that, the system is able to dominate and continue on. But if we point out to the disenfranchised, unhappy, defeated American people and say, look, we know you're angry. We know that you feel like there's no hope. But don't just blame Obama. Don't just blame Bush. They're just the front men. Let's blame the private Federal Reserve, David Rockefeller. Let's blame Lord Rothschild. Let's blame the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. Let's blame the Brothmans. Let's blame the less than 100 families, less than 20 big families, who own and run the world and are experts at creating monopolies. As John D. Rockefeller the First said, competition's a sin. They want the carbon tax to bring in neo-feudalism and serfdom. They want to micromanage and set up a police state. They want to protect their ill-gotten gains and consolidate their gains and neutralize the middle class because that is their ancient enemy from which independent free people rise that don't want to be slaves. They want you totally broken financially, buying into one of their cultures of death, one of their media cultures. They put out a whole bunch of different flavors of Kool-Aid, and they want you to obsess on the political bread and circus of Republican and Democrat instead of going, look, let's not make a cult out of bashing Obama or bashing Bush or the next Republican. Let's create a real political movement of populism to unseat the shadow government and the corrupt eugenicist elite. And if you give that message to the military and the police and the FBI and the bureaucrats, they know the truth. They've seen enough of it. They understand that it's what's happening is bad for them in the long run. They will join us and we can get the republic back. But yes, Obama is going to jack up scores of new taxes on everybody. He's already doing it. And now the truth's coming out. But we've got to be there to make sure the fake right-wingers don't capture this anger and then energize the Republicans.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, that's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. It's a psychological game. They set out the two political parties in front of us. Same thing in England, same thing in the different countries of Europe. You'll have two dominant parties, a few sub parties. They fight with each other over power, so there is a real fight going on. But they're bought and paid for by the very same private interest. And as long as we don't go after the special interest, as long as we don't discuss the scientific dictatorship that the globalists openly write giant white papers and textbooks on, then everything else is a joke. you know, talking about, did the butler kill Michael Jackson? Did one of his assistants poison him? Did the doctor do it? That might be interesting at a tabloid level, but it doesn't matter to you and your family. You know, I talk to the police, I talk to FBI when I run into them, and I warn them. I say, you know, they're really putting poison in your water. Can I give you a government document? They're like, no, I don't want to see it. And they start smiling. And I go, listen, this isn't a game, okay? Just because you were preconditioned that it wasn't going on, it is. It isn't a game. It's real. Just because you laugh about it doesn't mean it's not true. Just because you laugh about DynCorp and Halliburton caught running giant child kidnapping rings, it's real. Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, BBC. You know, the Army has set up civilian inmate labor camps all over the United States publicly. But how does the media debunk it then? They go out and find the kooks, the loons, the disinformation agents, for whatever reason, that are putting out wrong information, and they focus on them and say, look, we wanted to see if FEMA camps were real. So we looked in this guy's backyard under a toadstool and didn't find one. So there, it means, that'd be like, I'm 200 miles away from the Texas coast where I sit, roughly. Okay, let's be technical, 170 miles. I'm 170 miles from the Texas coast where I sit in Austin, Texas. And it'd be like if I was Glenn Beck or CNN or some other, you know, big show that have debunked FEMA camps. It'd be like, tonight we're going to investigate and see if the Gulf of Mexico exists. And then I walked out front of my office and said, well, we don't see a Gulf of Mexico. And then I went and showed some kook saying, but Billy Bob here says the Gulf of Mexico does exist in the Texas Hill Country. We're going to see if Billy Bob's right. And so I drive out to Fredericksburg, and I get up on a mountaintop, and I look out over the hills and mountains, and I say, no, I don't see an ocean. That's a straw man argument. There is a Gulf of Mexico. I will assure you, 175 miles from where I sit, south of me. It's there, and it connects to the Caribbean Sea, and Cuba's out there, and Roatan's out there, and Cozumel's out there, and Jamaica's out there, and a lot of other gorgeous places are out there, and there's a lot of ships, and a lot of boats, and a lot of fish, and a lot of sharks, and a lot of whales. Now, there's sperm whales in the Caribbean, a couple other species. I'll assure you, I mean, here's another straw man. We're going to see if whales exist. And then you don't go out and see if whales exist. You go out and find some kook that says whales are swimming in the Great Lakes. Well, you're going to find out they're not. But that doesn't mean that whales don't exist, because whales aren't in Lake Travis outside Austin, Texas. You know, if I can find a kook to say that great white sharks are in Lake Travis or saltwater crocodiles are in Lake Travis, that doesn't mean just because they're not saltwater crocodiles or great white sharks in Lake Travis, just because that's a lie, doesn't then mean that saltwater crocodiles and great white sharks don't exist. You understand this fundamental childlike device they use against us? But because the public are brought up on entertainment and never having responsibility in culture, you may have a responsibility to have to change the grease traps at the hamburger place, but people don't have a responsibility to know how the government works, to know how society operates, and to know how the ruling elite operate. I mean, even if you're some self-serving yuppie, knowing how this system works can make you a lot of money in the stock market and a lot of money in business. The globalists pay a lot of money just to have think tanks that do the type of work we do here for them. We do this for you. Now, when we come back, there's been big new FEMA camp developments in plain view. They're gearing up with a giant workforce of National Guard FEMA camp workers. Now, this is real, what we're about to cover.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Thank you for joining us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, TheObamaDeception.net, and of course InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the two flagships, the twin flagships. Of course, they're not exactly twins. They're both flagships out there in the fight against the globalist. In fact, each one of those sites alone will be the biggest alternative anti-New World Order site. So we have the two biggest. Very, very proud of that and the success we've had in all of you spreading the word about PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. A lot of people claim they've got the biggest sites, but we happen to have the two biggest. InfoWars.com is number one. PrisonPlanet.com is number two. And they're both rising in all the major rating systems and services, because our track record is unfortunately very accurate. I wish I was wrong. I wish we were reversing this situation. But we're very dangerous to the system because we accurately forecast and foretold their battle plans and operations, because we actually go off their white papers and the enemy's past activities in other countries. And so we know exactly what they're going to do. We just don't know exactly when they're going to do it. We know their battle plans. We know their tricks. We know what's in their bag of tricks. The question is, what card are they going to play? We know the cards they have in their fist. But do we know what they're going to play when? We know they throw curveballs. I want to break down the FEMA camps. Then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to briefly, before I get into that, though, thank a few of our sponsors like New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. And this is one of the good metals that even medical doctors on this show have recommended. Is it a silver bullet? Well, it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. It's silver, after all. No pun intended. Jaron likes that. Jaron Neihardt's a big pun person. It's true. I mean, silver bullet, it's not, won't cure everything, but it's as close as a silver bullet as you're going to get. It's great with bacteria, great with viruses. And this is a super nanoparticle. The smaller, the better. Because it just blasts holes in bacteria and viruses. And you can go to the website, supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Banners up on Infowars.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Check it out today. Also, there's eFoodsDirect.com. In these insane times, when they're talking about forced inoculations, martial law, lockdown, depression, world government attacks on Iran, whether it's this year or 5 years or 10 years from now, I would not sleep well at night without storable food and firearms. I'll just tell you that. Water filter, stuff like that. And it's not that I'm living in fear. I'm trying to live empowered as a steward to protect my family. And the place to get the high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, triple enamel cans, recently produced and packed, that means in the last month, eFoodsDirect.com. A lot of folks are selling stuff from 5, 10 years ago. Go to the source, the trusted name, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Watch all the free videos. Get a free brochure by calling or watch the videos online at eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I'm going to not belabor this because it's important, but I want to get to your calls. Also, coming up, we have a video up on Infowars.com. The TSA is proposing making all airport workers take implantable microchips. This is mainstream CBS News reporting this out of San Antonio. Also, NBC out of San Antonio was also reporting this. I told you, this is how it works. They always oppress the oppressors first. That's why they're making cops take GPS in their cars and bus drivers and people like that. Because if the government has to be oppressed and surveilled and treated as if they're guilty until proven innocent, or just flat guilty, then why not make us live in a system of guilty until proven innocent? And I told you, my cousin's been in the military, I don't know, it's got to be more than 20 years now. But back in like 2004, it was 2004, he shows up at my house and he says, someone come over and have coffee with you. And he comes over and he apologizes and says, I'd made fun of you at family reunions and stuff, saying they plan to make us all take chips. They called all the officers into a secret meeting, over 100 of us, and said in the next couple of years, get ready, we're all going to have implantable microchips. And I said, well, that's probably a psyop just to acclimate you for when they do it, as some type of proof that you've had your medical vaccines during some type of stage pandemic. Because I've studied things, that's the only way they're going to be able to really get this, is through the bioscare fear. And he said, well, okay. Now, since then, I've seen him at 4th of July and things, and he won't really talk to me about it. He's a lot nicer to me than he used to be, and has a sad look on his face when I bring stuff up to him. But he says, I'm not going to talk about it. So he now knows everything that's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, they are telling the military they're getting chips, and they have ordered some special forces as of 6 years ago that I know of to take it. And we know the Mexican Attorney General has made his employees take it, and some other third world countries have done it. This is really happening. And so Tommy Thompson, head of Health and Human Services, gave speeches at hundreds of high schools and colleges while he was Health and Human Services Secretary, criminally, on the payroll of Applied Digital Solutions. I mean, that's totally illegal. On the payroll while he's Health and Human Services head, saying every child needs a chip. And see, as authority figures, they're meant to just come out and say this openly to acclimate everyone, even though people won't accept it at first. And they're seen as weird when they say it, and it's shocking. They're just meant to parrot it and say it. Take a microchip, take a microchip, take a microchip for your safety, for your safety, for your safety. Prove you're not a terrorist, prove you're not a terrorist, prove you're not a terrorist. Microchip, microchip, microchip. Take a microchip, take a microchip, take a microchip. For your safety, for your safety, for your safety. We should give it to Alzheimer patients. We should give it to Alzheimer patients. We should give it to Alzheimer patients. We should give it to criminals. We should give it to criminals. We should give it to criminals. We should give it to children. We should give it to children. Don't let them get kidnapped. Don't let them get kidnapped. They just parrot that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until the public just gets sick of hearing about it and totally acclimated. I mean, they are scientifically bombarding you. In the Army document, the classified back in early 2000, admitted that they were just going to acclimate in the name of security and in the name of fashion, in the name of class, in the name of elitism. And what do you see? The finest bars in Miami and in London, where basically they have the equivalent of bimbos, hookers. And you pay thousands of dollars to have a membership to be able to get up into the VIP area, and then you get the girls' numbers, and then it's wink, wink. You know, the pimps just get the money for you to be a member, and then you get to have the girls. That's kind of how these modern kind of legal whorehouses work. But to get into the really good whores, you got to have a chip. And it's already happened. Just Google, nightclub makes patrons take chip. And to get into the area with the young 18-year-old girls who are ready to roll, you got to take the chip. And these guys go and they take it because they are going after that hot little number. They're chasing that lovely lady. Now, is that not devilish? So they just parrot it over and over again. And then also, you know, 10 years ago, we come out and say, we don't want the chip. There's this plan to do it. And they'd say, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist. He's crazy. He's going to parrot that. And then now, yeah, it exists. It's for your safety. And Reuters headlines, prisoners in California to get chips. And then everybody gets mad and lawsuits get filed. And so they withdraw it. But then now in some third world countries like Guatemala, they are chipping prisoners. See, it has begun. Now, it's the same thing on FEMA camps. When Glenn Beck, a month and a half before he did his debunking, said, I believe FEMA camps are real, we're going to expose it, and then every other night hyped it, I said that he was going to debunk it. And I said how he was going to debunk it, and I even made the call of that he would go up and show the Illinois train station. And he did exactly as I said he would. Because we've debunked that, and we know they monitor everything we do. I've talked to some of his producers. They admit it to me. Some of the Fox folks are fans, and they're like, oh, yeah, they're listening right now. I want to say hi to the folks at Fox because they need to act like me just enough to make sure we don't revolutionize and shift the paradigm into liberty and freedom and constitutionalism, not fake republicanism as the false counter they're building up to Obama, where they're going to screw us again. See, they're out of power now, so they can act like they're anti-New World Order. And I'm not bragging. I'm trying to explain to people. I know their game plan. This is all I do. I have dreams at night about this. 24 hours a day, I'm on the job. Essentially, no. 24/7, 7-day work week. I'm here because I know we have a good chance of beating these people, and the payoff of liberty and freedom to our future generations is incalculable. It's worth everything. It's worth our lives. And so I'm putting it all on the line and really deeply studying all their different operations. And one cannot really be told about it. One has to start learning about it, get into this information, start researching, and then you'll end up knowing what I know. A lot of you do. A lot of you know more than I know in many aspects in different areas that you specialize in studying. And you help boost the level of knowledge and info. And the establishment's disinfo and honeypots and planning disinfo and dissension in our ranks, it isn't working anymore as we pull away from all that and as we develop really immunities to it or a resistance to it. Now, on the subject of FEMA camps, they come out and they do the straw man. We sent to Glenn Beck in the weeks before packets, registered mail, to Fox, and we emailed him. And I told listeners, email him by the millions, millions of listeners. I'm sure thousands of you did, but I asked. We gave out his email and we said, send him the civilian inmate labor camp program. Send him these video clips of Congress testifying about the FEMA camps for internment of citizens. Send him the Miami Herald. Send him the Houston Chronicle. Send him the Wall Street Journal. Send him the New York Times. Send him thousands and thousands of documents. But he didn't do it. He covered it and said it didn't exist. Now, this is 31E Internment Resettlement Specialist for the National Guard. And in the last 5 years, they've trained large portions of the Army in military police actions. They've trained the regular Army in this. They've never done this before. They admit they've set up FEMA camps. They admit they're preparing and top-off exercises in NLE 09 for mass roundups, mass arrest, mass force inoculations. CNN, Fox, they all admit, the White House admits they're preparing to lock down cities, forced inoculations. And if we expose what they're doing and show this game plan, they may back off and stop. If we do that, and people are. And so then their PSYOP will be, because they always apply pressure, we resist, they partially back off. Then they apply pressure again, we resist, they back off again. But after four or five exercises of these cycles, you've got a constriction of more than 50% of our liberties. There's not much more to give. So it gets harder for them as they pressurize our freedom to crush out those last embers of flame. But their wet blanket is the staged flu pandemic. That's the hysteria. That's the fear. I mean, they can't just even nuke a city or blow up some more buildings and say, we've got to put you in FEMA camps. We've got to, you know, take your liberties. We've got to set up checkpoints and have political police and have everybody categorized as different types of travelers, as they're now announcing. Everybody gets a designation now, even if you have no criminal record. They've got to have something where everyone's suspect, and that is microbes, the flu. That's their perfect pretext. That's how Hitler actually locked down different minority groups, was saying they spread disease. And I have all these German propaganda war films where it showed their political enemies as rats and as fleas and saying they spread disease. See, it's the same system. And so they want to hire tens of thousands of 31Es, internment resettlement specialists, and this is all part of the civilian inmate labor camp program, from 86 to 97, it was secret, 12 locations with U.S. citizens on them. They've been operating since the 80s. They declassified them in 97. Internment resettlement specialists in the Army are primarily responsible for day-to-day operations in a military confinement correctional facility or detention internment facility. Did you hear that? See, this is Homeland Security is the receivership arm to break the back of the country, bring in the police state, and set the precedent. And they'll have the camps. The camps are going to help people. The camps are going to help the homeless. The camps are going to have Sunday night movies. The camps are going to, you know, have rock stars come and play for them. And then that will set the precedent that America is now a camp. This is being eased into slavery. This is domestication. Internment resettlement specialists provide rehabilitative, that's your re-education, health, welfare, and security. You hear welfare, that's CPS taking your kids, to U.S. military prisoners within a confinement or correctional facility. Provide custody, control, supervision, and security to internees. Internees, like the Japanese. This is non-criminals. Read the definition. Within a detention internment facility, conduct inspections, prepare written reports, coordinate activities of prisoners, internees, and staff personnel. Some of your duties as an internment resettlement specialist may include. We'll come back and go over all this today. This is from Army.mil and NationalGuard.com. Lynn Beck will probably do a show saying it doesn't exist. Counting on you not going to the Army's website and finding out it's real.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
A lot of people have childlike minds. They don't want to believe they're building FEMA camps all over the country. They are. They admit they are. And they're now starting to sell the public on why we have them and why we need them. Now notice, for more than 20 years, they've been building this infrastructure perfectly integrated for what's beginning to happen right now. Financial collapse and biological pandemics. And right as the program is being completed, they now are preparing to use them. Now, if anybody's got half a brain out there, that proves this is staged. I mean, they're not just building this archipelago of FEMA camps and police and military and militarization and police and DHS reports demonizing gun owners and veterans. And they staged the 9/11 attacks to build the police state apparatus. Now they flipped it around and say, oh, guess what? NORTHCOM, number one mission is fighting the American people. And states that try to secede and veterans, foreign corporations have engaged in a corporate takeover. And they've dotted every I, they've crossed every T to make sure they can take this country over. And you're like, okay, well, I'll just work for them. They're eugenicists, dummy. A lot of you sociopaths go, that's fine. I'll just work with them. Oh, yeah. Oh, these are worse than Nazis. Nazis only wanted to kill certain groups, and that was bad enough. These people want to kill everybody. And by worse than Nazis, I mean worse for you in that they're going after everybody. From the perspective of a German, it might have been okay. But look how it ended up for them. Per capita, Germans ended up getting the worst, not just the Russians, not just the Jews, not just the Americans or the British or the French. 20-plus million, conservatively, Germans died. That's what the servants got. And this was supposedly all for them. Listen to me carefully and let it sink in. There is no more denial. You just Google 31E internment. 31E internment. I did this. Hundreds, monster.com, help wanted websites, the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the National Guard. Everybody's getting into internment. And I understand the full operation. In fact, coming up, not in the next hour, but in the hour after that, I'm going to detail this and get into the flu. I'm going to come back in the next segment, take a few phone calls on this subject, and we have a guest in studio. But training, job training for an internment resettlement specialist requires 19 weeks, one day on, of one station unit training, which includes basic training and advanced individual training. Part of the training is spent in the classroom and part in the field at camps. Some of the skills you learn about: military laws and jurisdictions, level of force procedures, unarmed self-defense techniques, police deviance and ethics procedures, interpersonal communication skills, close confinement operations, search and restraint procedures, got to catch the slaves when they run, use of firearms, custody and control procedures. Skills, helpful attributes include an ability to think and react quickly, an ability to remain calm in a stressful situation when you're breaking up people's family, and interest in law enforcement and crime prevention. And see, the people are going to fill the camps as we go into the Depression. And they're going to fill the camps with the inoculations and then see the precedent set. Well, yeah, we got camps to save everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in an hour, I'm going to detail more on the FEMA camps as they hire tens of thousands of troops and police to man them as they build them all over the nation publicly. As bills move through the Congress to federalize all the local towns and cities under the control of the local federal FEMA camp. Every major town already has FEMA offices taking over shutdown shopping malls, airports. It's just total takeover. The whole economy is going to convert over to checkpoints, police, military, spies, secret police, private security guards bossing you around. You can be in Dallas. You can be in New York. You can be in Houston. You can be in L.A. At a park, they come over and ask you secret police questions. I mean, folks, this is a total psychological conversion over to a Stasi East German system. Dwayne in Georgia, you're on the air. What do you think about them advertising for their FEMA camp operators for the United States?
It's the most disgusting, repulsive thing I've ever heard in my life, Alex. I thank you for taking my call. And I'd like to say thank you to your crew for all their hard work. And I am a little bit nervous. And, Alex, you are definitely a hero of mine. I thank God for you and for what you're trying to do for this country.
Well, thank God for you, my friend.
Your message last night was very disturbing. I'm a truck driver, and I was leaving Memphis, Tennessee, heading back towards Georgia. And I literally had to lay my head over the steering wheel for a while and just really think and pray, God, what am I going to do? And I can't do anything without his guidance, but there's just so much that you've done and your crew. I can't thank you enough, Alex. I'm a fellow Texan. Actually, I'm from Amarillo, Texas, and I'm a very proud Texan. And it's just an honor to talk to you for just a moment. I know you're a busy man, and you got a lot of people that want to talk to you as well. And for those that don't believe you, Alex, I first found out about this 15 years ago from a video that an old man gave me named John Anderson. It was called Iron Mountain. It was about a video from Iron Mountain, Wisconsin, and that's when I first found out about it. And everything on there slowly started to come to pass, and then I found out about you through Coast to Coast. And you just got bigger and better in my life and my families and everybody that I know. You've even touched some people that are very important to me as well. And for those that don't believe, trust me, stick around, folks. You will believe. Trust me. Sooner or later, it's going to click. Alex, I'd like to ask you a question about these inoculations. You talk a lot about it and all that, but what can we do as Americans? I mean, is our congressman and senators going to pay attention to this? Is this some kind of executive order or something? I mean, what can we do to put a stop to this?
Yes, it's an executive order and United Nations treaty we've signed, and that's why they're announcing all over the world forced inoculations in France and Germany and all over Europe. They're announcing, they're telling their captive populations, the little kids in school, federal workers, state workers, police, nurses and people, they always abuse their minions first, that they've got to take it, that it's the law, but it's an executive order, so it doesn't have real force of law because it's unconstitutional. And this may just be another beta test coming up where they apply the pressure and then they get a large portion to go along with it and then more of the infrastructure set. So it's more of a bluff. You know, we're fighting them, exposing it's not the law to take the shots. So they engage in this big psyop. The problem is they could be getting ready to go for, you know, shoot the moon, go for everything. And I've never seen such a buildup of their forces. And it appears they're going to go ahead and drop the hammer. But if we scream bloody murder and get up on the front line, the enemy may back off. That's the thing is I don't think the public realizes this is completely real. This is really happening. They really want to have a Soviet cull of the population, and they'll do it if they think they can get away with it. And so I'm going to bring my guest in, Dwayne, but I'm going to let you finish up with the final comment on the other side. They want a hot war. They want to fully break this country's back and re-educate us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Author John Breeding, local psychologist, a friend of mine, is in studio with us. We're going to him in just a moment. I know Dwayne, Nelson, Tom, Stan, Matt, everybody's there. We're going to get to you in this hour. Dr. Breeding can speak about any subject. He's quite well versed in the whole New World Order. Dehumanizing scientific dictatorship that we are facing, and he's a psychologist, so he can speak to some of the techniques they use, because the establishment brags that 90% of their war, their hegemonic war to consolidate power for the ruling oligarchs, is psychological. 90% of it is info war, hence Infowars.com. They have lies and twisting and deceit and dissension. We have the truth. And we also have our righteous anger against them to get fired up and say no. But, Dwayne, you were asking a question there from Georgia as you drive along in your truck. You were asking basically, how are they planning to inoculate us, or what is the public going to do, or what do I think is in the inoculation? Exactly what is your question?
Just the main message out to us, what all can we do? I mean, you said it was in the UN stuff and all that. You know that basically our congressmen and senators are basically powerless over this. And they're not powerless
if they stand up and say no. It's illegitimate.
Okay.
I mean, they don't have a right to force you to take something in your body. That's fundamentally, the archetypal body snatcher. The bad guy comes and makes you take a drug, makes you take a shot. I mean, it's fundamental.
It really ticks you off, you know. I mean, we don't have the right to go to any of these people that's powering over us to say what goes in their body. It's ridiculous, just like this doggone nationalized or socialized medicine. I mean, you know, apparently from what I understand, my research that I've done on it, I mean, they're not even subject to that kind of a plan. They can still have their own private health care. Are these people crazy? I mean,
well, in fact, I have a breakdown.
People crazy for believing them.
Sure, I actually have the bill. And in fact, on InfoWars and Prison Planet over the weekend, they posted a bullet point that has links to the bill and subpages. I think it's like 20 bullet points. Look for that healthcare fact sheet. And because next hour I'll cover some of that. It sounds great to be loving and sweet and good and to give people something free, but that's not how this works. These are eugenicists that are running things, and so they want to force you. And they lie and say, oh, we're just going to fund the uninsured. But if you read the bill, it's the takeover of healthcare. It's the rationing of healthcare. It's telling doctors what they can and can't do. But again, Obama lied and said he wasn't going to raise taxes on the middle class. Now he's announced, I never said that, I am. He said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists. Now he's saying he's hiring nothing but lobbyists. He said he was going to end the wars. They just had the city lines redrawn, and now don't count the bases part of the cities. It's a semantical word game. It's like if I said, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just had to ask you. I didn't want to lose you right quick because I know you sometimes cut us short. But on your, I'm on PrisonPlanet.tv right now, and I was just kind of curious, is it possible for that magnificent crew you got to fix it up to where your live show archives can be emailed to somebody by MP3 or some other version? That would be an awesome tool because I'm having a problem with a lot of people that do contact me by email that knows about some of the messages that I'm trying to pass on to them that I've got from you.
No, I hear you. And listen, I got a guest in studio. I got to go. Let me just, and thank you for the call. Let me just make this simple and succinct. We want everyone to rip, to grab the videos that we upload every day to PrisonPlanet.tv. We want people to get those out to the public. But we cannot give the video away from our site because just supplying the website bandwidth and the PrisonPlanet.tv bandwidth is costing me right at $20,000 a month. Just, and that's with paying members. And so the paying members are able to pay for that bandwidth. Now, we have it turned up where you can share your passcode with quite a few people until it locks you out. And so, but we don't have the funds to be the progenitors or be the source of all the video for free. I mean, a few times with our servers, I have put a video up, take our flu report. When they censored it and knocked it off YouTube, it had hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube in like 2 days. So they erased it. And so I said, okay, we'll offer it for free. And it got like 50-something thousand views in a couple days, and that was a couple $1,000 bill for me. So no, I cannot let the members give it all away for free. But what members can do is what you can do is you can burn it to disk or copy it to your system and then share it that way. But I can't be the source of it and pay to stream it out. Okay? And almost everything that's on PrisonPlanet.tv is uploaded to the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. And I now have taken that channel over and actually pay the guy to do it. And so it's there. I'm paying to give it to you for free. Paying to have it uploaded and done. And so it's there. You want to watch it live, watch it in higher quality, watch it all, incomplete because it's only selects that are up on the Alex Jones channel. It's there for you. Okay. Now that question is now answered. I'm going to get into the FEMA camps, more on the flu next hour. We have Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle is joining us Wednesday for 2 hours. So is Ron Paul for 30 minutes on the flu situation and on other issues. And I've got a bunch of other medical doctors coming on throughout the week about the flu and the hype and all these epidemiologists and virologists. saying, they don't understand why they're saying forced inoculations, martial law, quarantine of cities. It makes absolutely no sense. This thing is a weak, no big deal flu, but clearly genetically engineered, clearly manufactured. So again, this is their perfect cover for whatever they're planning in the fall and winter. All right, enough said. For the next 45 minutes, we're joined by Dr. John Breeding in studio. He's the author of several books. We carry both of them at Infowars.com, The Wildest Cults Make the Best Horses, and another book about bringing kids up, which is a lot of great ideas that I've used in my own family. And Dr. Breeding's here to talk about the architecture of the psychological dictatorship, the controllers, the Malthusian eugenicist view, the drugging, the forced inoculations, everything that's happening in society. Dr. Breeding, good to have you here.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. It's great to have you. I hadn't had you, I think, in almost a year in studio with us. You've heard me answering those questions, burning up the time we had, but there's so many facets to all this. What do you think about the open building of FEMA camps across the nation, openly saying NORTHCOM's now going to occupy the U.S., openly saying the whole anti-terrorist system is for the American people, the forced inoculations being hyped, just the whole bizarre landscape we're witnessing?
Well, I think it's horrifying, and I think you do a really good job of translating things, which is a real key. I think that part of the dynamic in terms of the InfoWars and the PSYOPs kind of thing is basically that whatever you want to sell, you package it in a language that somehow sounds appealing and beneficial. My specialty area is in psychiatric oppression, and that's one key aspect of this whole thing. And it's very important to understand the basic dynamic, which is this, that psychiatry is a mechanism of social control first and foremost. You know, it masquerades as a form of medicine, but it's really about social control outside of military or law enforcement channels. You know, the basic dynamics, and this is why I still resonate with your end game and your whole focus on eugenics, is that what people don't understand is that psychiatry is in and of itself a form of modern day eugenics. Psychiatry was a big force in planning the Nazi final solution. The Nazis modeled their final solution after American eugenic programs that were wanting to eradicate life unworthy of living in the United States, sterilization going on in all kinds of states here. The Nazis modeled after that, did their thing, and modern-day psychiatry evolved from basically German psychiatrists that came to the United States and continued that basic dynamic, which in the key belief is that problems in living are due to biological or genetic defects. The early American eugenicists called it germplasm, defective germplasm, and so we would sterilize and segregate these retards and morons and all these other people in the United States in the early 20th century. Now it's called mentally ill people who are biologically or genetically defective. We put literally, 50, 60 million United States citizens on these brain-damaging, brain-disabling, sex, libido drive, disabling psychiatric drugs, call it medicine, say that they have biological or genetic defects without any evidence of that.
Well, take Endgame. We have one of the head psychiatrists in Texas testifying before the legislature, and they say, why are you putting close to 70% of kids on drugs? And he just said they have bad genes. There's no test for that. It's just a made-up quack. No, they want to pump the kids full of drugs because they get pharmaceutical money and because it's a tool of control. I mean, it's so obviously quack, made-up garbage.
It's so obvious when you get them to actually say it overtly. That was Dr. Joe Burkett from Fort Worth, mental health system up there. We managed to get some attention in the Texas legislature on the foster kid situation. They're getting the brunt of it more than anybody. It's like you said, 70% of teenagers in the foster care system are on multiple psychiatric drugs. And when Joe Burkett was pinned down by Susanna Hupp in that committee, he basically said, because they come from a bad gene pool. He was outed, and he looked pretty bad because they don't want to say it out front. They don't want to say it out loud, but that's the belief system behind it.
Now, I've talked to these people in private. They'll say, what's wrong with killing 80% of the population? I mean, these are sickos. These are sicko control freaks. And the average person out there needs to grow up and realize that there are real monsters in the world, and there are a bunch of control freaks who are setting up their guild here in the United States and taking over every facet of society. Stay with us. Dr. John Breeding's our guest.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
I have a story here out of the New York Post. This mother of three, no criminal record. You can go to her personal website. It's all Glenn Beck Fox News clips. A little bit of me on there. She went out to the military base because they admit it's going to be a FEMA camp to take some photos. And they came running off the base and grabbed her, and she's now in jail. And they put her in a mental institution because she believes it's part of an internment camp, even though I have NationalGuard.com saying they need troops for the internment camps. It says four internment camps and resettlement inside the United States. And they're on the same TV saying get ready for forced inoculations and all this. And I've seen national TV attack myself and others lately. And the mantra is, when I'm on these other radio shows being attacked, that I need to be put in a mental institution, that we're all crazy. We saw this in the Soviet Union, but more and more in the United States, in cases like Charles T. Sell up in Missouri, they actually grab people. You don't ever even go to trial. They're now grabbing political enemies and just throwing them in the psychiatric gulag, and then 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, roll you out after being in solitary on antipsychotics, your head shaved, you're drooling, and they say, look, he's crazy. Isn't this just, in many cases, just an excuse to carry out predatory, sadistic, criminal behavior?
The estimates I see are about 1.5 million United States citizens incarcerated in psycho prisons every year who have not committed any kind of crime that's on the books. That's the point about psychiatry being a mechanism of social control, and it's the point about the root mechanism of psychiatry is coercion, the right of the state to forcibly incarcerate and treat, which means inject with poisonous toxic substances, any citizen who is judged by the powers that be as needing to be in that kind of treatment. So in a sense, it's all political, every one of those 1.5 million. And then more and more you're seeing the kind of dynamic that you described with that woman, where anything can be interpreted if you get a psychiatrist to agree with you, and psychiatrists are paid flack, so you can always get a psychiatrist to agree with you. You're vulnerable to being incarcerated against your will without a trial.
Well, more and more we see them arresting patriots. Like a neighbor will see an old man cleaning his gun. I've seen this in the news, and they're scared of the gun. So the police come and arrest him and say three or four guns and some ammo was an arsenal. And then you always hear a week later that the old man is in a psychiatric facility because he believes that he's being oppressed. Now, he's been arrested for not committing a crime. So he's saying, I'm being oppressed. And then they now have designations, as you know, doctor, saying him saying he's being oppressed and his rights are being violated. In fact, that's in the New York Post. That is the proof of insanity.
Well, what I want is for the listeners to really get and break down that split that happens in the mind, where you can be all against oppression and all against police state and stuff, but somehow this screen comes down when you look at somebody who's judged as acting bizarre or has some belief system that's a massive affront to yours, and you, all of a sudden you get behind the state and say, oh, that's mental illness, they need treatment for their own good, and you call the police or you call the state to get that person help from a psychiatrist, and you think you're doing some kind of good instead of the truth that you are an agent of a police state that's coercing that person against their will, however extreme or bizarre their behavior you might think it is. And that's what happens every day. What happens to this woman is horrible for confronting, you know, a government totalitarian action. But it's happening to literally millions of our brother and sister citizens. My own kids were out in front, the front yard a few nights ago. A neighbor called. All of a sudden, four squad cars come up. They confront these two teenagers. And finally, they say, well, about you should go inside because it's suspicious that you're out here. And what were they doing? They were sitting out there drawing pictures and sitting on the curb.
Yeah, I've been to your house. Nice little middle class area. And so, you know, they're out there drawing on the... No, I mean, now, if you're not inside watching the glowing television, that is... I send film crews all over the country, and I go all over the country. We can be in small towns, big cities. The police walk over and say, you're not allowed to film the city hall. You're not allowed to be here. Why are you here? It's total secret police land.
Mental illness is a made-up concept. There is no biologically or genetically based brain disease that constitutes a mental illness. It's made up, and yet people believe, oh, she's bipolar, oh, he's ADD, oh, that person's schizophrenic.
Well, most of the time it's the dyes they're eating and the sugar and the caffeine. And then once they, well, I mean, now, as you know, Dr. Breeding, they have drugs for the Prozac now. They have drugs for the side of, stay there. When we come back, I want to break down in the long segment coming up all these different facets of this and how they're pushing drugging the kids and how it ties into other activities of forcing people to take vaccines. And now they're saying you're mentally ill if you don't trust the government and want to take the shot.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
TV today in the third and fourth hour because I'm just doing back exercises Saturday. I got this terrible crick and I don't want to be grimacing and stuff on the camera the whole time. But we'll see if the Advil kicks in. If it does, I'll go live. I'll come up in about 30 minutes. But I know those are popular. Folks like to watch, and I'm honored that you do. We get to show you all the documents and proof. In fact, I'm going live. Forget it. It doesn't matter. Maybe somebody can find me more than one Advil then, and that will knock this out. Of course, maybe I'm mentally ill. Maybe I'm imagining that. You know, I mean, if I get arrested for my political speech and then I say that my rights are being violated, they put me in a psychiatric facility because there's no such thing as government oppression. In fact, Doc, I'm kind of cold calling you on this, but I've read them in the past. There's scores of new designations in the last decade where if you don't trust the government or you think you're being oppressed, it's mentally ill. So I guess if I don't like these FEMA camps or I go out and photograph one, I've got to go to the mental institution because it's crazy to not like the FEMA camp.
Well, I mean, the core dynamics of incarceration in a psychiatric facility include the idea that one is somehow a danger to yourself or others, and that's often indicated by the notion that you have a so-called delusion or hallucination. In plain speech, if you want to translate that, that means a false belief or a vision that someone else is not seeing. So that can be used with anything, and that can certainly be used, like you said, with the woman who had a belief that the military installation was going to be an internment camp. That could be declared a delusion, and there you go.
Because it was on an official government list.
Yeah. And so, sure, that's the basic dynamic.
That's the thing. I had the FBI here last week with some subpoena over some trial I'm supposedly going to have to go to. Not a trial of myself, somebody else. But I was saying, look at Ecoscience by John P. Holdren about forced abortion, forced sterilization, and planning us with drugs, time release, you know, sterilants and other. And I said, look, and they wouldn't look at it. Because, see, to them, I mean, who's really living in delusion, doctor?
Yeah. Well, that's called denial, you know. That's a mechanism called, you know, I see the world the way I want to see it, and I won't look at anything else, you know, whether it's information in that book or whether it's children being blown apart, you know, in Iraq. You know, you just don't see that. What you see is only terrorists that justify aggression and continued bombing. Or what you see is only a certain segment of so-called science that justifies a certain position in an action. And you've had it used against you. You have the wits and wherewithal and resources and support and friends and family that so you're able to keep going and stay strong and not be so vulnerable, you know. But the thing is that, you know, for most people, it comes down to, are you going to let them call your child a dirty name called ADHD and give them a stimulant drug called speed that's addictive, toxic, brain damaging, heart damaging, and think that you're helping your child? Are you going to have your teenager or your wife or husband who's depressed because they're looking at this horrible reality? They've been listening to too much Alex Jones and they're reconsidering their life and they're feeling kind of uncertain about what they thought was real and stuff. Are you going to decide that they have a chemical imbalance and so all they need is a little Prozac or Paxil to bring them back to life? Are you going to allow them to be stigmatized and drugged and think that it's medicine and yet you're going to a doctor for help? Or are you going to take the, I don't know if it's a red pill or the blue pill, but the one that
the red pill,
see reality and to see that those are lies that are used to control and coerce and keep you from facing the real issues of social and economic justice and tyranny and whatever.
Well, Dr. Breeding, I've met your children. They're, you know, both good-looking, clean kids, but it wouldn't matter if they had green mohawks. That's their right. And they're about to both go off to college. We were talking about that last week when you were dropping some more books by that we sell in the bookstore, your two books. You're telling me Austin cops in your middle-class neighborhood pulled up and said you shouldn't be in your front yard? I mean, that's like this country's gone. Because I've got all over the nation where the police declare martial law in towns. In fact, people won't believe it. Google, YouTube, CNN, martial law in town. And they say you got to show papers to leave your neighborhood. You're not allowed to be in your front yard. I mean, the Austin cops pulled up and said, who are you? And then they, I guess, showed them IDs. And then they said, well, you shouldn't be in your front yard. That's suspicious.
It appears that a certain cranky, distrustful neighbor called the police and said, we got some suspicious people out there. And the police took that action. And decided, and the part that bothered me the most was that they told these two 16, 17, 18-year-olds that they were looking suspicious by virtue of their act, that they shouldn't stay out in their front yard drawing pictures and talking because that was suspicious, you know.
Well, to a lot of people, actually, I'm starting to run into people that think being able to read or being able to use large words, almost like Idiocracy, the movie, is suspicious. And knowing things is suspicious, and drawing might have been terrifying to some TV head that to them that was so alien that might have looked like a green alien or something out in the front yard.
Well, that reminds me of the teen screen kind of things where they go into the schools. And by the way, this is part of the current public health policy or insurance bill being put forward, is to include school mental health clinics and preventive treatment programs, you know, to bring forward more of this so-called mental health screening that we've been
fighting. That's the model states.
All these years.
The president's new freedom initiative said we want to go from 15% of kids on the drugs to 50%.
Yeah, that was Bush's new freedom initiative. And now Obama's insurance plan includes these school mental health clinics and preventive treatments that bring more and more of this mental health screening forward as well. So it's like you talk about a lot. You know, it's not about whether it's a Republican or a Democrat who's president. It's about this basic policy push towards more and more expanding of anything that's going to support a basic corporate dynamic.
That's right. It sounds good if they just gave people insurance. That would be, you know, socialism. But if an angel was administering it, it might work. The problem is, as you said, these eugenicists 150 years ago took over all academia. Their mindset runs basically most of medicine, psychiatry, psychology, the culture. And we still haven't gotten rid of this group that are literally waging war against any other idea, any other philosophy, freedom itself. And going over the healthcare bill, you're right. It is a total federal takeover of everything. Doc, tell us about the psychological perspectives in this.
Well, there's the school mental health clinics, you know, that bring forth more mental health screening, and then also emergency services, which means more and more situations where some quote-unquote benevolent adult will decide that a young person is suicidal or something, and then immediately they're launched off to the psychiatric facility. You know, there's that. There's preventive treatment, sort of like a violence prevention, where you bring in mental health treatment supposedly that's going to prevent violence. You know, and you've got mental health parity, you know, which means that you've got lifelong mental health benefits to parallel physical health benefits, you know. And problems with that is, one, remember that includes the benefit to be forcibly treated, since psychiatry can treat you forcibly, whereas the rest of medicine can't.
Well, yeah, page 16 of the bill says that if you have insurance at the time of the bill becoming law and change, you'll be required to take a similar plan. If that's not available, you'll be required to take the government option. And under that, when you go in to get the free government health care, they also make you do a psychological screening, just like the Head Start program now. The kids get 3 CPS visits a year and start trying to get them into the system. So, see, they're saying it's free, but it's really a way to get you into the system.
Any kind of quote-unquote screening, I mean, vision screening is one thing, you know, or hearing screening is one thing, but anything that's in the realm of psychological, psychiatric, mental health screening is dangerous. Because
the drug companies write the policies. They have an initiative, an incentive to get you in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. It's basically mass marketing for the drug companies. But the other part is that you have to understand that psychiatry, even though it's a branch of medicine legally and structurally, is not valid medicine. Psychiatric so-called illnesses are just behavior. They're judgments that are put on somebody's behavior, and you cannot diagnose an illness from behavior. You can diagnose disease by finding a physical or chemical abnormality that's confirmable and is consistently present with that disease. This does not happen with any form of so-called mental illness. It's all just somebody's judgment
exactly
about behavior.
I was reading studies from like 1880, 1890, when psychiatry really got going, because there were so many people murdering their families, going crazy, chewing off their fingers, going nuts. And there were medical doctors at the time going, no, stop dumping mercury from these giant global industries where they were making plates and painting lead and mercury dyes on them, where they were making, you know, mass tanneries, where they were dyeing hats, you know, mad as a hatter, that term. The point is, England was supplying manufactured goods to the whole world at that time. It was the industrial center. Germany was just starting to rise, but most stuff was getting made in England. And so they were dumping it in the water supply, and large portions of people were chemically going nuts because they had mercury and lead and all this in them. And there was a fight at the time with medical doctors going, stop dumping lead and mercury in the water. That's why this is happening. And the psychiatrist and people and psychologists, well, I didn't have those yet, but that whole science developing said, no, they're all insane because they've got bad gene pools and that whole Malthus-Galton situation. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, every one of those things, whether it's a distraction from looking at at corporate and industrial pollution and poisoning of people, you know, whether it's distraction from issues of social and economic justice, whether it's distraction from government schools and whether they meet kids' needs or not. You know, once you say that the problem lies in a genetically defective or biologically defective individual, a child in school, a teenager in high school, a young adult in college or the work.
You've dehumanized them.
You dehumanize them, and you take attention from addressing the real issue that might be going on, and instead you've explained it. It's just they're defective, and that's where the eugenics comes in.
Yeah, it's not the lead and mercury is the reason people are flipping out. No, it's they got bad genes. You know, those poor people, we don't need to stop having them work in factories with their hands in the mercury all day. No. It's because they have bad genes. That's why they're having all these deformed babies.
That's right. Yeah. And it's the same thing with ADHD in your wealthy Westlake schools. You know, they're it's just an unfortunate biologically, they use metaphors, you know, like miswired or chemically imbalanced kind of thing. But it's all just a judgment based on behavior. And then you don't look at, is that child really getting their needs met? Have they been over vaccinized? Is that school really meeting the needs of the kids? You know, are the family parents present and helping? You know, I mean, there's many, many things that can cause a kid to go off the rails.
Well, I mean, they're finally, because of pressure from you and others, many schools are taking the machines out where it's Snickers and Coca-Cola, and every two or three breaks, the kids are drinking Cokes and eating Snickers and not eating any good food. Of course, they're bouncing off the wall and then crashing and getting depressed. I mean, I took my kids to see Up, by the way. That's a great movie. I recommend everybody go see it. You know, it has a very good message in it. I'm surprised Hollywood's put something good out. It's a real surprise. But I ended up eating a box of Butterfingers, you know, those little movie theater ones, and drinking a cherry Slurpee. And it felt like I'd had, you know, a hangover from 14 shots of Jack Daniels. So, I mean, folks, sugar is a drug, especially processed sugar. And so, of course, your kids are bouncing off the walls and then depressed. Most of this, talking to child psychologists and doctors, they're saying it's sugar. How much of this have you found is processed foods and sugars?
Well, I just like to think about things multidimensionally, and I would say that I don't know the percentages. You know, there's definitely a percentage of kids who are very sensitive, and there's a large percentage who eat a large preponderance of junk food and sugar. And that child is not going to be well suited to the kind of things that are expected in a school setting, called sitting quietly. It's called focusing and paying attention. So yeah, that's a big factor in all this diagnosis of ADHD. But so is the fact that in 1991, ADHD was added to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, which was originally developed to make sure that schools met the needs of kids with cerebral palsy and vision impairment and hearing impairment. And then you gradually started adding things like nonspecific learning disabilities.
And have you heard the latest?
In ADHD. And then you saw the spike in all these kids labeled ADHD and drugged. The latest?
I mean, most of the studies show kids are in school too long. They need more recreation, more art, more recess. Instead, some schools are getting rid of recess, adding more hours, and now Obama has announced they want an 11-month school year, totally taking the children away from the family. And so the social engineers are screwing everybody up. So their answer is, no, you're defective. We've got to drug you to fit a square peg in a round hole. I mean, folks, now they want to make the kids be in there 11 months out of the year. And if you notice, no dodgeball, no tag, no chase is allowed now. They are literally turning them into like zombies. How can kids be happy if they're not running around?
Best thing you can do for your kids is keep them out of so much school and spend a lot of time out running around and in the woods and in the water. That's the very, very best thing you can do for your kids. That's totally true. The other concept is this whole thing of medication madness. And I was thinking about that when you were talking about the schools. But the other thing that we know is that these drugs are brain disabling and intoxicating. And so there's a large percentage of people. In fact, anybody who's taken various of these psychotropic drugs, the stimulant drugs and the so-called antidepressants, to some degree or another is suffering from what we call medication madness. Involuntary intoxication is another way of putting it. You know, it's the same thing as like the person who's drunk on alcohol and you say, I'm not going to let you drive home. I'm going to take your keys. They say, well, I can drive. I'm fine. They're unaware of their own impairment. The same thing's true with Prozac, Paxil, Ritalin, Adderall. To some extent, the individuals are impaired. A lot of them end up going off and doing dramatic things like school shootings and killing their kids and suicide and stuff like that. Most of them, though, are just impaired in terms of their ability to be aware of themselves and to realize the extent of their actions and have less controls on their impulsivities. And that's all attributed to their mental illness, when what's really going on is that they're deranged by the treatments for their mental illness, and it just continues to spin more and more out of control.
And for decades, they denied that, but now they have to put on the inserts of the psychotropics, thanks to your work and others' work, doctor, admitting it causes psychopathic behavior, suicides, rages. And every time the cops show up where a mother's chopped her baby's head off, they're always on it. I've never seen a case, because women don't normally do these type of incredibly dramatic, savage things unless they're hopped up on something in a hallucinogen class and they're having a bad trip. But you're absolutely right. Now they're having to admit. But then they make money out of that. They say, okay, Prozac is causing this. We have a drug to treat the Prozac side effects.
You mentioned the mother. One of the acts in the federal Congress right now is the so-called Melanie Blocker-Stokes Mothers Act, which would create screening for pregnant mothers and newborn.
Tell us about that when we get back. Yeah, they're saying, well, just like half the births are cesarean now. I got an article where they CPS'd a woman because they wouldn't let her do a cesarean.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
All right. Look, I know we got Stan, Matt, Casey, many others. I'm going to get to your calls early in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Then I'm going to give you the bottom line on the flu situation, the FEMA camps, 31E internment, the Army hiring masses of personnel for domestic internment of American citizens, lockdowns of cities, forced quarantines of entire cities. This is Fox, CNN, ABC News, and I have all the video. This is on the news. They've gone from, oh, we're not doing any of this psychologically to get us to stand down so we wouldn't build a movement against it. Now they're like, oh, yeah, it's all real. I mean, there is no end to what these bankers are trying to do. For all the listeners out there, I hope you visit Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. If you have a son, a daughter, friends, family, neighbors, grandchildren that you're, that the parents are drugging or looking at drugging, get the book, The Wildest Cults Make the Best Horses by John Breeding, Ph.D., plus All About Children, selected quotations compiled by Roy Frank. And this is a excellent book to get. The Truth About Ritalin, ADHD, and the Disruptive Behavior Disorders. Just an invaluable book. And then another great book, John Breeding, Ph.D., True Nature and Great Misunderstandings, How We Can Care for Our Children According to Our Understanding. So this is just another great book, both available at Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free to get them, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can check out all the other books and videos while you do that as well. Dr. Breeding will be with us for the rest of this segment, and then one more, then he's got to go teach a college class. Okay, Dr. Breeding, continuing with in the last 10 minutes, other topics, points you wanted to make, things that are on the horizon or things that are on our front porch. The establishment has been having some defeats. People are waking up to them, but that it seems they're just expanding their wild takeover as kind of their fleeing forward. Or where do you see things going?
Well, I want to finish first on this Melanie Blocker Stokes Mothers Act.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is in the U.S. Congress right now. It's one of these incredibly Orwellian nightmares. It's called the Mothers Act, you know, so it's present forward with this benevolent, loving rhetoric that we want to support pregnant mothers and their children, and it sounds really good. That
you're for mothers, aren't you?
You're for mothers. Who could be against a mother? And it's named after a mother, Melanie Blocker Stokes. But what most people don't know is that Melanie Blocker Stokes was a mother who got the treatment that this program is going to make available for more and more mothers, and here's the results of her treatment. In over a period of 7 weeks, she was hospitalized 3 times in psych facilities. She was put on 4 different polypharmic cocktails, meaning combinations of 3 or 4 different psychotropic drugs, switched 4 times. And at the end of that, she was given electroconvulsive treatment, electroshock, and then given more electroshock. And then she ended up jumping out of the 12th story window of a Chicago hotel.
Who wouldn't get away from that?
And killed herself. And this place, this thing is devoted to her. It's dedicated to her, you know,
It's dedicated to who they killed so they can do it to all women, saying having birth is mental illness. All women have to have CPS come in and 4 psych evaluations when they're bloody on the table to then try to steal their kids. That's the real reason.
Postpartum depression, and now they have postpartum father's depression as well. So they want to screen the mothers, they want to screen the fathers, they want to screen the babies, put more and more of these babies on these psychotropic drugs in spite of the fact
that
thousands of these babies are now suffering from heart damage and birth defects by virtue of they or their mothers taking these psychotropic drugs.
They are just such incredible vultures saying, well, I mean, now everybody I know that has a car wreck and goes to the hospital, they try to put it on it. They are pushing their drugs on everybody. People don't know that then is giving them a psychological determination, which then turns them into these subhumans. Stay there. Back with the final 5 minutes. I want to end on this situation, this legislation. How do we beat this to keep the CPS away?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. John Breeding is our guest. Coming up, more on the flu, the FEMA camps, open announcement of FEMA camps in the United States, and Obama announcing that they're going to raise taxes on every American. They're now publicly going back on their promise and pledge and saying that they never made the pledge. It doesn't matter how many video clips of them saying it we have. In fact, I have some of those clips coming up. Also, they're going to pay U.S. doctors $50,000 to take part in the inoculation because of liability to give people the new deadly flu shot. And doctors in England are to get £27,000 or more than $50,000 U.S. So you wonder how they do this? Well, they get paid to do it. Dr. John Breeding, in closing, I was jumping in here because I've had three children with my wife. She's had the children, but I've been there. And I've seen them entering your data and asking, do you have enough money at home? It, you know, does your husband hurt you? And they'll always say, oh, take this file out here for me. And I've three times they've done it, so I know what they do now. And then later I confront them. I go, oh, that's for the CPS. If my wife would have said yes. See, they don't tell your wife, oh, hey, this is like a police interrogation. They get around all that because it's the whole eugenical social system. But even if you say, yeah, money's tight, now you're at risk. They want those kids, but they also want to drug the mothers. And so you were telling me uniteforlife.org is a group fighting this. I remember reading the bill a few months ago, but I haven't covered it like I should. In closing, Dr. Breeding, this is huge. They're trying to turn everything into the psychiatric system.
Well, we've been fighting for years the mental health screening in the schools. You know, Texas has been the front lines of it because they really like to get things through in Texas. And the Texas governors were lined up with the president and went right into the legislature. And so we've been fighting it from the new freedom thing. So you need a little pocket dictionary that translates government speech into plain speech. I know that's what you do with your website and stuff, but people have to systematically do that. Amy Philo has the website uniteforlife.org, which is challenging the Mothers Act, which is an incredible example of Orwellian language. My website is wildestcolts.com. Our website, challenging psychiatric electroshock, is endofshock.com. So electroshock is the backup treatment to the drugs.
That's making a comeback now.
They are forcibly treating this man. See, that's another thing. They're forcibly shocking this man in Minnesota right now on an outpatient basis, and where they pick him up at his home and take him into the lockup and shock him and then drive him back home.
Unbelievable.
They're forcibly giving electroshocks to people in New York in the hundreds of electroshocks. In Texas, there's thousands of people being electroshocked.
We're going to have you. In fact, let's set you up in the next few months to do a whole hour on that. Because I had the American Psychological Association, well, Psychology Today call me. They're doing a big hit piece. And I brought up to him that the lobotomies were done by a lunatic with an ice pick who would just jam it in people's heads in front of crowds at like carnivals. And he tried to deny that to me on the phone, and I sent him the encyclopedia about it. I mean, do you think that guy at Psychology Today is in denial, or is he playing games?
Psychology Today is pretty pathetic. They take a lot of ads from drug companies, and they're pretty much bought into biological psychiatry. I don't know about that particular guy, but it's amazing how ignorant people are of history.
You know about the ice pick in the head thing, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Freeman. You know, he went around with his lobotomobile and stuck ice picks in people's eyes and kids. And
it's like Hellraiser.
And he did thousands and thousands of them. The person who invented the lobotomy got the Nobel Prize. The history of psychiatry, just like the history of eugenics, is a horrific one.
Hey, you know what? Let's have you in for 2 hours, like in a month, to do the history of it.
That would be awesome. Yeah. One of my favorite historians, Howard Zinn, he says, you know, if you don't know history, it's like you were born yesterday. You're just a fool. And so it's good to know.
Ooh, that's a great saying.
Yeah.
If you don't know history, it's like you were born yesterday. Dr. John Breeding, fire out your website for folks one more time.
WildestCults.com. God bless you, Alex, and carry on.
Hey, great having you here. Infowars.com is our website. Your calls, tons of news, another big guest straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's take some phone calls, and I'm getting into the whole latest flu developments. We'll be doing that all week. We're in August. September, October, and their stage pandemic is just minutes away in the scheme of things. All this FEMA camp news. I want to go over what the actual health care bill does. It's just amazing. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air, Stan. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've been listening to you and Joyce Raleigh talking about these forced inoculation shots. I'm going to tell you all, the only way you're going to make it through this, you're going to have some kind of special forces training, combat training, wilderness survival training, winter training, mountain training, or been police training and firearms training, Alex. because they're going to come at us that this is for real, if everything they got. People have got this Rambo mentality. I talk to these civilians all the time. They think they're going to be like Rambo. They have no concept what we're in for. These military people, they're going to be wearing flapjacks. They're going to have special flapjacks that are flame-resistant and everything else.
Well, a lot of the military is waking up, though, and the establishment is able to brainwash the public, and they're testing the waters right now. They've got their finger in the air. If they think the public's going to go along with this takeover, then they're going to launch it. That's why we have got to be getting the word out at city councils and on talk radio and on Access TV and letters to the editor, like our lives depend on it, because they do. And there is no doubt this is all part of a larger master plan that I want to simply and succinctly boil down coming up in the next segment. But it's good to hear from you, Stan. I appreciate your call. There's no doubt the flu is a hoax, and then there's no doubt there's a massive buildup in and around it. The question is it just hype to get vaccine sales and to further expand federal and international control and the UN's auspices of being in command under the level 6 pandemic? Or are all the FEMA camps and mass graves and massive preparation we've seen in preparation for a controlled bioweapon they're going to release that will actually kill a bunch of people, that will then cause a panic and scare the population to take the shots, which we know our government and other governments have been caught adding cancer viruses to and hormones to sterilize women. But they don't even need that. Their own GMO foods they've engineered have been proven to have had their genetics changed to sterilize or lower fertility in all mammal species. That's why in many places they've stopped feeding GMO to pigs and cows and things, because then they can't even have babies. Folks, I mean, it's eugenics. They write textbooks on it. It's real. I'm sorry that's frightening and crazy. Believe me, it's hard for me to believe. But it's true. The facts are the facts. The Army is advertising for concentration camp guards. You can't make this type of stuff up. You can't do it. This has taken over my whole life. They now admit they're chemtrailing us? Maybe on a PrisonPlanet.tv show later in the week, I should do a chemtrail show, because we have all these FAA documents now from the FAA with the chemtrail flights, plotting them and how they're spraying us. I mean, folks, we're living in the Twilight Zone. It's almost like we're living on a planet hurtling through space. Oh, wait, we are. You know, everybody's looking down at the dirt instead of looking up around them. I mean, we're in the middle of a wild, incredible universe. Oh, man. And there is a lot of incredibly amazing good stuff, and there's a lot of incredibly amazing bad stuff. And I like the good stuff, and I don't like the bad stuff. And we need to get the people to recognize the bad stuff so that we can start cleaning house and getting it under control. You know, I looked at those FBI guys that were here Friday, and I said, you think you can win? I go, you better pick which side you're on, because even if you don't know it, you're on my side. Even if you don't recognize it, you're under attack by the very same eugenicist. And I said, don't drink the tap water. Don't take the vaccines. And I said, you're investigators. You go investigate eugenics. And I have the research, I have the confidence, I have the facts, I know I'm telling the truth, and both of them were shook up when they left here. Because I told them, I said, my life doesn't even matter. In the whole scheme of things, this is a great evil we face, and you need to choose which side you're on. And at a spiritual level, the hair on the back of their necks was standing up. I could see it in their eyes, see it in their faces. It wasn't some good cop, bad cop act. because everybody fundamentally knows at their gut level that things aren't good, that things are serious, that there is a threat. And the establishment are masters of mind control. They know we have a sixth sense, a deep instinctual understanding that we're all in danger. So they say, yes, that instinct you feel is Al-Qaeda. You're afraid of Al-Qaeda. And people go, yeah, I am afraid of something. Wait, it's you. It's you I'm afraid of. It's you I'm concerned about. And then now they admit the whole system of control, the whole police state grid that they've built is for veterans and gun owners and landowners, the very people who aren't going to roll over for the open Sovietization of this country. It happened in Germany. It happened in China. It happens in everywhere else. Everywhere else gets taken over by tyrants. And now it's happening to England and the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The last somewhat free nations are falling right now into scientific dictatorship, and it's not good for 99.99% of us. Matt in Alabama. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to bring two real quick points up to you. Did you know that China was absent for the T-bill sales? 5- and 7-year T-bill sales last week.
Yes, foreign governments are stopping to buy the treasury bills. We are on the total verge of collapse. The globalists wanted to fearmonger the economic collapse to sell the American people on giving in to the new bank of the world, but it over-destroyed confidence, so they're now balancing, saying the recession, the depression's over, everything's fine, because they've now overdone it, and it looks like the T-bills may default, and then all hell is going to break loose economically. We have got time bombs ticking economically, societally, militarily on every front, and I know one of them's going to blow.
Yep.
And what happens when one blows? The others are going to blow sky high. We are on the verge of plunging into something that's going to make World War II look like a game of tiddlywinks. And I can't get the average person to wake up and realize it.
Yeah, I have a problem with that as well. Like, just getting people to understand that there's something bigger going on than what is being perceived in front of people's face. And it's not just on a spiritual level as well, where you got good and evil. You're battling between good and evil.
And no, that's what it is. That's what it is. Look, it's millions of evil control freaks and sadists and sociopaths and psychopaths all working for their own greedy aims, but in colonies and crews and like pirate gangs. And all together, it creates this giant, powerful, evil mutation. And just like we communicate societally in kind of a group mind, they operate under that as well. I mean, they have scientific algorithms for this. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's hard to keep a positive mind, but I mean, even though you might not be here in this earth, there's something better after it.
And that's there is, and God bless you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Look, we got to beat this thing for our children and other innocents, and that's the heart of being a man, is not looking for a fight, not looking to end your life, not looking to... But just saying, I'm doing the right thing, and whatever happens, happens. And then just laughing about it. I mean, you know, I've gone from years ago being scared of this stuff to then not being scared but being focused to now. I just think it's funny. I mean, my own life. I just don't. I am just far beyond their reach now. And I know whatever happens to me in the end, it's all part of God's plan. I'm not worried about it. Let's talk to... Casey in Indiana. Casey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. I just wanted to let you know that I'm a big fan of your show, and I believe in what you're doing. And I wanted to talk to you about my experiences trying to wake people up and also a few other things.
What do they do? Stick their thumb in their mouth and suck it? Move on. They're people that want to be slaves.
I wish it was that easy. And you know, the average Joe that just, we downloaded a bunch of your movies on to blank DVDs.
Good.
And pass it out at the county fair to, you know, everybody who would take one.
Beautiful.
We'd sit there and talk to them and talk to them, try to explain them. And it was a success because we got people to take the movie, and if they do what they say, they'll watch it.
See? But, see? And I mean, here's the deal, and I'll hold you over. Here's the issue. A lot of people, it's just an experience to talk to somebody out in public. Everybody's gotten these little comfort zones, these little bubbles. The security guards and cops come over and boss you around. We become broke back. And so just the experience of having a fellow slave talk to them and give them info, and to have someone talk to them about something other than sports or acting cool or something like that is revolutionary. So just communicating, and then they're going to watch the films, and then they're going to talk to others. So what you're doing is changing the world, and will bring the globalists to their knees. Stay there.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
not a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
this happens every 3 or 4 months, the phone system just died. Casey and Joe and Mike and Jay and Travis, everybody, you can call back in whenever the Genesis phones work again. Or we have our own backup system. I might just give those out. I want to just say something. Paul Hartman is incredible. I'm trying to get back in shape, so I was doing a lot of back exercises this weekend, not even that heavy. And 2 days later, my whole back was seized up, tight, aching, throbbing right in the middle. And he said, here, I'll pop your back. And he knew what he was doing. I mean, he picked me up way off the ground. And I'm not as big as I used to be, so I guess it's not that big of a feat. But 230 pounds off the ground. I was almost 270, folks, 267. And he just let my legs hang, and my back went pop, 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 pop. And 90% of the throbbing pain is gone. Now it's like a memory. Unbelievable. He's definitely got his job secure around here now for like the once or twice a year when my back seized up. I didn't even go live at prisonplanet.tv because it was hurting so bad I didn't want to have the added postural focus to sit there and look in the camera. So I will now go live next hour thanks to that. Oh, my God. You know, if I'd have gone to a medical doctor for that, they'd have put me in for surgery or something because that's how they make their money and that's what they do. They cut, burn, and poison. But no, instead I just got my back popped and I feel great now. I didn't even go jogging this morning. I was in so much pain. So now I can go jogging tonight. Good job, Hartman. There goes one for Team Hoosh. Okay, the computers, or the computer phone system, whatever it is, the T1 just came back up. So 1-800-259-9231. You know, I promised to get into the flu situation. And I promise to get into the FEMA camp and all these video clips I've got. And then I do have Phil Berg popping in because this birther situation has now reached absolute crescendo. Well, I would say it's a crescendo, building to its penultimate's number two, building to its paramount peak, to its maximum. I believe this is its penultimate. This is a big explosion, but I don't believe the final growth curve of this. I mean, this is getting crazy, so that's coming up. I'll have him on about 20 minutes. I got Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's also weighing in big on the birther situation, joining us coming up on Friday. We've got a bunch of different medical doctors coming on this week with their perspective on what's really happening with the flu fear-mongering. They already tried SARS and bird flu. What's really going on with that? And we've got Wednesday for 2 hours, Steve Quayle. That is going to be interesting. He's got a lot of inside intel. And so that is all coming up. Right now, was it Casey or Matt I was talking to last, who was telling the story about the fairgrounds and giving out the videos? Yeah, Matt never got back in on the line. Well, too bad. You know, he was talking about I'm having problems waking people up, and I said, what, they're idiots? And then he never got to the end of his story, so I wanted to hear it. Sounded like it was going in the direction of the police are telling me I can't hand those out now, but other people can hand their stuff out. I got one of those calls yesterday. Hell, people been arrested in the news for handing my videos out. And the police later have to apologize when the citizens fight it. But how does a cop get to the point of where they think they can just walk out on the side of a sidewalk somewhere and tell a citizen they can't have a sandwich board saying 9/11 is an inside job or impeach Obama or impeach Bush? I mean, that's so un-American to say free speech zones. But again, I know a lot of police aren't bad. It's just so many are bad. And the bad ones are in command, by and large, giving all these evil orders. So get back in on the line while we still have one line open, Matt, in Alabama, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll take a few calls. Then I'm going to... I'm going to just do a news blitz to cover all the news I haven't gotten to yet. And then at the last 40 minutes of the show, I'll do the flu and the military, I promise, in detail. It's kind of upsetting to psychologically focus in on those files in my brain, but that's why I'm kind of procrastinating, but I'll do it. Also, I know I don't have words or intellect to describe all the thousands of nexus points and just how real and serious it is, but bottom line, we have a very dangerous buildup of enemy forces and propaganda right now, and it looks like they may be getting ready for their biggest attack on free humanity ever.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your
okay,
right.
It was Casey in Indiana, is on the line. He is the caller who was saying he was handing them out at the fairgrounds. So quickly, Casey, what is your problem then? I mean, the people are taking the DVDs and promising to watch them. What is your problem?
Oh, well, there's really no problem. You know, I got quite a bit of people to take them. But, you know, I ran into the average dumbed-down American, and some of them would sit there and listen to me talk, and they would accept what I was saying, but some of them, when they heard me say Obama deception, they would be like, oh, no, you're wrong. If you want Obama out of the office, then that movie's wrong. You know,
well, the way to approach it is to say, oh, Bush and Obama are both just front men, whether you love them or hate them. This has to do with how the banks are ripping you off and solutions. or, hey, this is the big picture. I wouldn't approach it from a partisan position. The name Obama deception is because it's about the fact that it's a deception that he runs anything. And then we need to depoliticize it. So I think you'll be more successful if you approach it from that. Because I would imagine the folks that were greedily wanting it were George Bush supporters. But that's even better because it's really designed for them. They think they're getting a movie that is bashing Obama. So what happens is they end up watching it with an open mind. And I've had family this has happened to. Completely deprogrammed. Were mad at me. Were angry at me. Some of them had worked in intelligence. Thought I was anti-American, you know, well, I know the government does evil stuff, but I can't believe they did that to the towers. They saw the Obama deception completely broke their conditioning because then they finally saw the map, the false left-right paradigm, how they've been played their whole life. So then Democrats watch it because they're angry and want to debunk it, and the first 5 minutes I attack Bush, and then they go, oh, wait, I'll watch this. Look, it's designed to shatter the left-right paradigm. It is my grand slam out of the park. Go ahead.
Yeah, I made sure. I actually got a few standing ovations. You know, I felt I had a very well-planned-out speech that I would...
Good, so you were in the ancient... So you in the ancient experience of liberty were standing amongst your peers, like in the town square.
Oh yeah, we were walking in saying we're leading the American Revolution, you know. We're fighting right beside you, Alex Jones. We are, you know, speaking for the youth of this country. I'm 19 years old and I for one am not gonna take this. I will fight against this cause until the day I die or until they change it, because you know that's how the civil rights was won. They didn't stand up. They showed the world how it was wrong, and then everybody else realized, hey, that is wrong. And, you know, the first caller you got said, we need to get ourselves prepared for ammunition and fighting. And, I mean, you know, if it comes down to that, that's what you got to do. But I believe if we take Dr. King's route, you know, and show them hitting us, and us not doing back, then everybody else is going to see who's the bad man if they don't want to listen to what everything else that we're telling them.
Absolutely, my friend. It is good to hear your great points and keep up the good work. So there he is, going to the town square, going to the town fair, standing up on top of the steps, giving speeches and getting standing ovations and handing out DVDs. That is 110% pure American spirit of 1776. That assured commitment that all our actions together are going to beat these people. That focused, you know, in the face of ridicule, he ends up getting a standing ovation. And that is what I'm hearing more and more. Let me tell you, I go speak to crowds 14 years ago and get laughed at. That doesn't happen now. You know, now I've got government people, it doesn't matter, listening to what I have to say. Because folks know everybody's in danger. This is a very disgusting, sickening system the elites have set up. Because the elites are worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Some families are worth more than that. And they're decadent and they just want to control people. And this is the type of stuff that elites do throughout history. It's very bizarre. They've got all the chateaus and all the power and all the money and all the sex, and they want to start wars and control populations and destroy nations. This is what they do throughout history. It is a fact. I'm going to do something a little bit different. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to go live at prisonplanet.tv. I don't normally go live in the middle of a segment, but I want to play some video clips, and they're more effective if people can actually see them in posterity. For the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. So go ahead and go to PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member and stand by because we're going live in about 5-6 minutes. Through this news blitz I've got, I'm going to play some video clips first and comment on them. Like Uncovered, Obama explains how healthcare plan will eliminate private insurance. See, that is the plan. Read the bill. But this is from his own words. Also, VeriChips for workers at airports. The government wants to implant workers at airports. That's just off the charts. But I'm so conditioned that it's no big deal that it's kind of, you know, and an aside issue, they want to make you take chips. I mean, this is getting Twilight Zone. Mainstream news. and I wanted to integrate it with an older story. Government issued stun bracelets for all airline passengers. Homeland Security has had meetings and has proposed this. This is the night where we all wear shocker bracelets. I mean, that's right out of The Running Man. In another video clip, Lloyd Doggett meeting of Obamacare in South Austin Saturday, a huge crowd of Democrats booed him and completely shut him down. I went to school with his nephew. Doggett's a real piece of work. One time in high school, he even went over to Doggett's house because I was getting a ride home from school from his nephew, and he had to drop by there and bring something, and Doggett was walking around like a vampire in the front yard. Anyways, I'm so sick of him. Because, let me tell you, the people are on the edge of revolt, and that's why the system is rushing to get everything they want in place now, because they know once they pull the rug out and we're total depression, the public isn't going along with anything. That's why they want amnesty, gun grabbing, the carbon tax, the socialized health care. They got to get their World Bank, their new Bank of the World, now. They got to get everything now. They're on the defensive. The Federal Reserve is now universally hated. Nobody knew what it was 2 years ago. We're having victory after victory, so the enemy is going to strike. You blow up their Death Star, the Empire is going to strike back with the Executor. And let me tell you, they are coming at us right now, ladies and gentlemen. You better believe it. But that's what a fight's all about. They're not giving up without a fight. We got to discredit these murderers, these criminals. So that's coming up as well. But right now, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold has exploded in price again. And Ted happens to have gold. This is what Ted does. You know, Ted will sell you gold when it's down. He'll sell it to you when it's up. But he knows people like to buy when it's up for some reason. Well, guess what Ted does then? Ted Anderson, the trusted name in precious metals, gold and silver. Well, I get my gold and silver, the best prices out there, bar none. And he's a patriot, big supporter of the Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul. He's the guy with all the airplanes you saw flying around the country with the messages of liberty. Ted Anderson buys gold when it's low and sells it to you when it's high at the low price. That's his big secret. And it's no secret at all. And so I wanted to bring Ted up for a few minutes. Ted, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, it's always good to be up there with you, Alex. I really am appreciative of the fact that the plunge protection team stepped in the middle of last week and allowed me to buy gold at a lower price again. Boy, it didn't take long for it to come shooting back up, though.
That's right. They propped up the stock market, drove it down, but now it's shooting up again. And I meant to cover this. I did mention it last week. The Chinese and others bought no U.S. treasuries last week when it was open for sale. And so the Federal Reserve, had to basically, with our tax money, buy its own crud from the Treasury. So they're already monetizing debt.
They're monetizing it in a big way, Alex. And that means a lot of inflation. That's a lot of new money that's being printed, added into the system. It's competing with the money that we've earned. There's no way that the United States dollar is going to hold value with that kind of activity going
on. But that's why the Federal Reserve pays banks not to loan, so that the inflation isn't caused, so our tax money is only used then to buy up infrastructure because they believe that doesn't trickle down to the people. This whole $23.7 trillion is not meant to trickle, but it still is because all these bankers are stealing it. They're buying mansions, they're buying yachts, they're buying hookers, and so it is going to start pushing the inflation.
Oh, it sure will, Alex. There's no question about it. You just can't monetize a currency that's based upon fiat without having the destruction of the value. It comes hand in hand. If the Chinese don't want the U.S. dollar and they've got $3.3 trillion of this commodity and they start selling it, what do you think is going to happen? The value is going to go down. That's what's going to happen. But I did have an opportunity, like you said, Alex, and I'm still holding my prices. I've got Frank still 216, and I still have British sovereigns at 266. That's relative to the price at 913. And we're sitting here with gold seeing a high today of 963 and silver right now $14.50 at its high. I mean, That's, I mean, that's, I'm like those Lakota coins. They're jumping over $20 a piece now. I've got them at 1974. I still have the Walking Liberties when silver was down there at 11 at 869. I still have those at 869. And I just can't say it enough. I mean, there's way too much trouble out there, Alex. People need to consider gold and silver. And, you know, don't get lulled into this thought that you can make a lot of money on the stock market right now, because there's just way too much trouble out there. The United States government is trying to finance its way out of its problems by going further into debt. And that's a solution for catastrophe, not a solution for a strong economic future.
Well, absolutely. Ted, I've never seen you hold a special this long. You thought you were going to sell out, but I guess you've still got some left, or I guess you were able to buy at that original low price.
Well, I was
what,
able
a month ago?
I mean, I was able to cost average in, Alex. I mean, they did. They beat up gold last week, and it gave me that opportunity to go in there. I mean, I thought I was on vacation. Instead, I'm on the phone with Mona, and I'm like trying to figure out what I can buy and get my hands on at the lower prices. You know,
okay. Well, Ted, to be specific, though, so this is gold at the 911 or 910 level, silver at a level much lower, with both up big time. Gold up at 955, so do the math. That's a $40+ increase, and so you're passing those savings on. That's factored into an already great deal on British sovereigns, European francs, that's French and Swiss and others. And what do you have in the silver department at that low price?
Well, the best buy I have in silver right now are the Walking Liberty halves. And I know a lot of people like those Lakota coins, too. I'm selling them at $19.74. Everybody else is in the 20s now with that coin. And I just need to tell you, that's a great buy. But the Walking Liberty halves are a sleeper. I mean, I'm going to sell out of that inventory, and I'm going to have to raise my prices just because my costs are going up, too. And I can't afford to sell something for less than what I had paid. It just simply, I won't be in business, neither would anybody else. So I would suggest that you take advantage of these buys. It's a great time to be getting in.
It's an insanely good time to get in. And with the notice they're coming out, Ted, and saying the economy's now doing great, when unemployment and every other indicator is we're in deep trouble and it's only accelerating, that is pure desperation by the establishment. They wanted to fearmonger and say the economy was dead earlier on because they wanted to terrorize everybody into giving an unlimited banking power and tens of trillions to, quote, get the market going. But now that they see their fearmongering overdid it, the Chinese and others aren't buying U.S. Treasury notes, they're now saying, oh, no, everything's fine, everything's blown over. And they've been saying that, of course, for 3 years off and on. So I only see this blowing up in their face, unfortunately, because this is going to be bad for all of us. Folks need to get into gold and silver today. You couldn't find a better deal to get into this market. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237 on the silver half dollars and the gold coins at deals you're not going to find anywhere else. 800-686-2237. And the brokers are going to be there until midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Pacific tonight. 1-800-686-2237. If you don't get anybody tonight, leave your name and number. They'll call you back tomorrow, and Ted will hold that deal over. 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, again, it's about my inventory, how long it lasts, and how many people call for it. But I have to say I'll probably have it through midnight tonight, and we'll just take a look and see what's going on tomorrow. So,
all right, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. I hope folks take advantage. 800-686-2237. All right, folks, we are simulcasting the last hour and 12 minutes or so today at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to play a few video clips here now and analyze them and break them down. When we come back from break, all of Obama's major surrogates, Axelrod and others, the White House chief of staff, of course, as well, Rahm Emanuel, are on TV this Sunday saying, we never said we weren't going to raise taxes on everybody. We have to. Carbon taxes, health care taxes, income taxes. If you make more than $30,000 a year, we're going to raise your taxes. We never made that pledge. That you were delusional. You never heard that. I mean, this is incredible. Also, Obama said that he was never going to shut down the regular healthcare system, that it's crazy, that there's no plan to federalize things and have national healthcare. But the bill says that and does that. So I want to go over some of the facts and what this plan really does versus what Obama is saying coming up after this quick break. But the first thing we're going to play is his lie. Here is Obama going back on the lie, though. This is him a year and a half ago admitting they're going to get rid of regular insurance and take over. But now he's lying and saying he never said this. You decide which Obama to believe. Here he is. Evidence Obama and the Dems' health care goal is government-public option.
The public option is not your enemy. It is your friend, I believe. Let me also address an illegitimate concern that's being put forward by those who are claiming that a public option is somehow a Trojan horse for a single-payer system.
My commitment is to make sure that we've got universal health care for all Americans by the end of my first term as president. I would hope that we set up a system that allows those who can go through their employer to access a federal system or a state pool of some sort.
Obama admitting the plan will eliminate private insurance.
But I don't think we're going to be able to eliminate employer coverage immediately. There's going to be potentially some transition process. I can envision a decade out or 15 years out or 20 years out.
I happen to be a proponent of a single-payer universal health care plan. A single-payer health care plan. Universal health care plan. That's what I'd like to see.
I think if we get a good public option, it could lead to single-payer, and that's the best way to reach single-payer.
And next to me was a guy from the insurance company who then...
Okay, there you have it. They go on and on admitting what they're doing. But now they lie to you. These are criminals.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Okay, so there you have it. Getting rid of employers, gathering the money, running the system. Your paycheck money will go to the government. They'll keep it, give it to offshore banks, and when you have a heart attack, they'll give you an aspirin. That's socialized health care, where all the services are to pay taxes to offshore banks who made up the fiat currency to begin with. That's all this is. And if you go over the health care bill page by page, you'll be required to take the government option, page 16. Mandates audits of all employers that self-insure. So then the push is for employers just to stop giving you insurance. Page 30, government committee will decide what treatments and benefits you get. And unlike an insurer, there will be no appeals process. Yeah, there's no liability here. I mean, government health care is hellish. I always run into these idiots in the U.S. who think it's great. Then you meet a Brit or you meet a German or you meet somebody from Canada and they're like, it's horrible. The health choice commissioner will decide health benefits for you. You will have no choice, none. Page 42. You can go read the bill. I check this. Page 50. All non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided with free health care services. That'll bring more tens of millions of illegals to further bankrupt the country. I mean, we can't pay for the whole world. Sorry, folks. Every person will be issued a national ID health card. That's your national ID card, just like Social Security was used to set that up. Federal government will have direct real-time access to all individual bank accounts for electronic funds transfer. That's just like some of the Scandinavian countries where they automatically just take money out of everybody's accounts. Everything's moving towards this cashless society. It's hellish. This is the total federal takeover, the global takeover. Taxpayers will subsidize all union, retiree, and community organizer health plans. All private health care plans must conform to government rules to participate in a health care exchange. All private health care plans must participate in health care exchange. Page 91, government mandates, linguistic infrastructure for services, translation, illegal aliens. Page 95, the government will pay Acorn and AmeriCorps to sign up individuals for government-run health care plan. Those eligible for Medicaid will be automatically enrolled. You have no choice in the matter. Page 124, no company can sue the government for price fixing. No judicial review is permitted against the government monopoly. Put simply, private insurers will be crushed. I mean, I went and read the bill. I didn't just believe this when I read it. Page 127, the AMA sold doctors out. The government will set wages. Now, the good news is nobody's buying this. Everywhere congressmen go, this is South Austin. This was at a meeting a mile and a half from where I sit Saturday. Here is Lloyd Doggett being completely booed and shouted down by his liberal, most liberal area of Texas is Austin. The most liberal area of Austin is South Austin. 78704. Now, this is what the liberals think of it. Here it is. Out of the building. Look at him. I mean, he goes on and on. There he is being chased outside. I mean, Lloyd Doggett is running. This is the most socialistic, communistic area of Texas. And they're not buying any of it, pal. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just say no. Just say no to socialized health care. The incredible part about this is the Democrats lie and say none of this socialization, none of this eugenics, none of this rationing is in the bill when it's all in the bill. We've seen the exact, it's the British model. They're just phasing it in. And there is Lloyd Doggett with his favorite constituents being chased out of the meeting hall outside running for his car because he doesn't want to be in front of the news cameras showing the people not going along with it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are slowly conditioning us to accept their police state, their tyranny. They said 9/11 was about Al-Qaeda. The police state was only four guys in caves with turbans. We always explain to you folks that it was designed, NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, for the American people. TSA on the streets of America. They're now on the streets of America. Checkpoints, body scanners, face scanning cameras, DHS reports, gun owners, conservatives, veterans are the number one threat. The whole system is designed for people that aren't going to go along with the New World Order and the socialized health care and the carbon tax and turning our guns in. They tell us that socialized health care isn't that. We can read the bill. We know they're liars. They say they don't want our guns when they've got their most draconian anti-gun bills ever introduced, and the Attorney General argued in federal court for a complete gun ban in D.C. versus Heller. He was the government's lawyer just last year. We know they're panicking. We know that they know that we know that they're criminals. You understand? They know that we know that they're criminals. They know that we're waking up. And so they always want to make their own slaves first live under tyranny, their own minions, so their minions will then say, well, I live under tyranny. You should have to live under tyranny. And so some of the most oppressed people are the police and the military and others. And that's why in Mexico they make the federales take microchips, source ABC News, MSNBC. That's why they're trying to push the special forces to get chips. Many units have already gotten them. And that's why they want to make federal workers take chips. They want to make them take the inoculations first, so they'll then force us to take it. The good news is they're saying no. They tried to tell TSA 2 years ago, we heard about this from sources, it's now been confirmed, that they were telling TSA, will you take a chip to keep your job? But not just TSA, the mechanics, the food preparers. If you work at Manja at the Austin airport or at the Salt Lick, you got to take a chip. This is really being proposed. Here is San Antonio mainstream TV, KENS. Here it is.
Random bag checks. As passengers, we've come to expect tight security measures associated with flying. Soon those measures will extend beyond those just taking off to include those who never leave the airport. San Antonio international officials tell KENS 5 Congress is putting into motion measures that will ensure airport employees are subject to stricter security checks. Selena Hernandez joins us live from the airport with a KENS 5 exclusive. Selena?
Chris, Right now, all airport employees must pass a police and FBI background check soon. Those checks could include something a little more intrusive.
At San Antonio International Airport, officials here await the arrival of stricter security measures. Not for passengers, rather airport employees.
This would be a huge step as far as the amount of background checks that we're going through. This would kind of open it up to a lot of different areas that we don't currently have in place.
Members of Congress are currently debating how to keep closer tabs on those who have access to secured areas, meaning everyone from restaurant employees to airline mechanics could soon be subjected to more rigorous background checks.
We're just kind of waiting to see what they come up with. It's fairly early in the process.
Under discussion, a check of an employee's credit history, search of their bags and property before entering secured areas, and perhaps the most extreme measure, the use of biometric readers for fingerprints and eyes, even possibly a chip implant. An idea we're told more than likely won't fly.
Before they ever got to the chip in the hand or anything like that, we feel like they would probably opt for...
All right, that's enough. To make face scanning sound okay, they say, okay, we won't make it take a chip, but we want you to face scan. And then, oh, you got to have a chip, but don't worry, it's not the tracker kind. See, it's incremental.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So I just finished up playing the clip on San Antonio TV where the feds are proposing making airport workers take implantable microchips. This is really going on. And they just keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it until we just get acclimated and go, okay, where's my chip? I've been hearing about this for 10 years. Coming up, I want to play a clip. Government issues stun bracelets for all airline passengers. Now, we first played this a year and a half ago, but the issue is Homeland Security since then has had meetings and has proposed making risky flyers, and then later everyone, see, they phase it in, take a taser bracelet. And they're saying if you have bad credit, you're now a risky flyer in the data mining. I mean, you can't make up stuff this bizarre. Now, Aaron Dykes and Jason Burmes, I sent them up to interview Phil Berg in Philadelphia. And they were flying back in Philadelphia. They were announcing on big TV screens while you're in line at TSA. I guess you get them in here about it, about how you're going to have family travelers, expert travelers, infrequent travelers, and you get searched accordingly. So they're already getting you ready for the yellow stars, the different groups. Oh, we don't profile all of you are slaves, but we profile what group you're in. And you get used to being asked questions and being prodded and being searched and taking your shoes off and all these acts of submission. And then, oh, you get a taser bracelet. Oh, you go in the body scanner that scans your naked body. They already have those. And they record your naked body. It's acts of submission. Now TSA is going to be on the streets of America. It's already begun. This is the phasing in of the tyranny. This is all psychologically being done. Attorney Phil Berg joins us. He is the progenitor, the starter of the whole questioning of Obama's birth certificate. He's the first person to file a lawsuit in conjunction with it. And we called him yesterday when WorldNet Daily broke this big story about a prominent lawyer, Alan Key's lawyer, putting out this Kenyan certificate of live birth. Not a birth certificate, but a similar certificate of live birth to what Obama's showing, not his birth certificate, but his certificate. And there's been some anomalies in that. Dr. Jerome Corsi, who we got coming on Friday, he's looking at it, and he's calling Hawaii and filing things, and Hawaii won't give him the documents, won't even say where Obama's camp got the certificate of live birth. In fact, guys, will you put that latest story up on screen? Here it is. Hawaii refuses to verify president's online COLBs, official's mom on images released by Obama's campaign, factcheck.org. It's basically run by George Soros, another one of his little fake groups out there. So we'll be breaking all that down. But where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, they are acting very suspicious. They are stonewalling and saying, you've seen his original birth certificate when it isn't. They've stonewalled and said his name isn't Barry Sotero, and it comes out that is one of his little fake names. This is a very sneaky guy with a mama who worked for Tim Geithner's dad at big foundations, his dad an open communist. I mean, these are very sickening people. And so nothing he says should be believed. He's now announced that he's going to raise taxes on the middle class. His office is announcing it. I mean, just everything's been a lie. His father, you know, was mainly Arab. He's not even really the first black president. He's the first Arab president. I'm not saying Arabs are bad. That's fine. It's everything with Barack Obama is a lie, just like everything with Hillary is a lie. Attorney Phil Berg, you've now had 24 hours to look at all these new revelations coming out of kind of the other birther camp. You are the original birther camp. You know, I'm glad everybody's researching this and looking at it, whatever the truth is. You know, there is obviously something substantive here, the way that the Obamanoids are behaving so scared. And this thing is building to a crescendo. When is the cacophony going to reach its peak? I mean, this gets bigger and bigger by the millisecond. Phil Berg.
Thank you. It is getting bigger and bigger by each day. And I think it's going to get bigger during this next month because Congress is going home now, and they're going to have to meet with normally vacation, but they also meet with their constituents. And not only is this health fiasco going to be brought up, the stimulus package, you know, which hasn't gone the way it was supposed to. But now, as we've seen with Congressman Castle, people are going to ask questions about the birth certificate. I think it's going to grow and grow and grow from now through Labor Day, and even more, because the more the, you know, we're the birthers now, they're calling it, though. The more the non-birthers come out, as ridiculous as they say we are, we at least are coming up with some substantial questions. We have circumstantial evidence. We don't have the hardcore. We have a lot of circumstantial evidence that Obama was born not in Hawaii. He was born in Kenya. I mean, just the biggest fact is that Obama will not release any documentation regarding his life. We know nothing. Think about it. We know nothing about him. And what we do know about him, the various stories, like even where he met his wife, he lied about that. I mean, he lied about his job when he was at Columbia. He's lied about everything. And you're right. Now they're talking about tax increase, but his press secretary was just the one saying, no, he's not going to raise taxes. You know, baloney. As you don't look at him closely, he's doing everything he possibly can.
Well, I mean, that's always his tactic, is slippery, oily deceit. He has Axelrod and Emanuel running around saying, yeah, well, he never quite pledged. I mean, we may have to. And then he has his other surrogates say the president's not going to do that. It's like he always speaks out of both sides of his mouth, like no president I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And he's dropped in his polls. Because he's dropping in the polls, more and more people now are going to start looking at him, and they're going to start realizing, they're going to hear about this birth certificate, and they're going to be alarmed, because all of your listeners out there have to produce their birth certificate sometimes in a lifetime, 1 to 5 times, 1 to 10 times. They need it for a baptism. They need it to register for Little League. They definitely need it for a passport. Sometimes they need it for applications for college or for various schools or scholarships or driver's license. Different states have different things. And here Obama won't produce the simple birth certificate, which is really, you know, outrageous. It's amazing.
And has that added fuel to the fire, Mr. Berg?
Because
they keep saying, we've given you the birth certificate, we've given you the birth certificate, and everybody knows what their birth certificate looks like versus the certificate, and people see that's a computer printout modern certificate. They can see that it's not the original birth certificate. And then, like you said, he's been caught lying about everything else, and his name's really Barry Sotero and all this other weirdness. Now, where does that bring us to, though, with the other camp, the other birther group, which, you know, I'm neutral on, but we've seen other fake birth certificates come out, not associated with these guys. Now they've got one. Some people, like Mike Rivera, who I respect, at What Really Happened, he's on tomorrow, he's looking at it and saying it looks like it may be a fake. Do you know more today, Mr. Berg, than you knew yesterday about the providence? You know, we don't know Obama's providence. We also don't know the providence of this latest birth certificate receipt.
Early indications are that it's a phony, but I don't want to comment completely that too. We gave it to our expert, but we're looking at it. There's different things. There's, because the status of the Republic of Kenya changed during that time. Who was it, a British, or what was it? When was the form changed and all that kind of stuff? And we're getting a lot of questions in here. It looks real. It looks real, but, you know, we have to check other documents at that time. And I don't want to knock it. If it turns out to be real, I'm wonderful, and I'll give the blessings to the other attorney who I don't see eye to eye on. But what she did is she's filed it as part of her court case, the Alan Keyes case in California, and she's asked the court to grant her a special motion so that she can check the authenticity of the document. That's not how I do things. We've gotten several birth certificates over this past year. We've paid for some of them. They've turned up to be phony. Have I posted any of them? No. Why not? Because I feel that we have to, and we have with ObamaCrimes.com, our website. Excuse me. We've stayed very straight and narrow here. We have 3 lawsuits pending in federal court. We're not playing games, because we want people to be assured that when I say something, it means something. So I don't want to say it's definitely, I'm not going to say it's good now, but I don't want to say it's bad. But there's indications now by certain things on that document that we've been reading about, we're all reading about on the internet. There's some indications here that it's phony. And I just hope if it is, that we can talk to people, like through your station, and allow me to speak and say, let's not take this as a setback. Let's just move on. You know, because we don't know. Like, for all we know, think about it, Obama's people could have been out, put it out as a phony document looking good to try to discredit us.
Well, I mean, that's a classic government trick.
Sure.
Karl Rove has been caught repeatedly when somebody's on his tail throwing out fake documents that incriminate himself to then discredit the whole story. He got caught doing that with Dan Rather and the whole situation with Bush and the Air National Guard, which we know Bush was AWOL. That was later proven correct. But all people remember was Dan Rather getting in trouble. And I'm no fan of Dan Rather. Just facts are facts.
No, but I agree that Bush was AWOL, and they just try to frame him up on that document. And you're right. But wait a minute. How can we say this, Alex? I mean, Obama, the transparent president, he wouldn't do anything phony, would he?
Absolutely. I mean, with all the weird play, he lived all over the world. And a lot of foggy stuff. Well, now they're asking, how did this certificate of live birth get to fact check and Hawaii won't say? So they're acting suspicious. What do you think of that?
Of the original document or this document?
No. The original certificate.
The original one was supposedly if we think about it, everyone, June 2008, it first came out on the Obama campaign website. And then Fact Check came in several months later to check the authenticity of it. And they came back and said it's valid.
I think that's the most damning thing, is that no one was questioning his birth in the U.S. Nobody even thought about him. Why would they early on push that out there? Phil, I think that's the most damning evidence against him. I want to ask you in the final segment with you, when we get back, what your take is on that and where you think all of this is going. We'll also look at some of the problems with this new birth certificate. Stay with us.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phil Berg, where do you see all this going? No president has dropped this fast. He just keeps dropping a couple points every week. I don't see Obama and the criminals that run him being able to continue their gutting of the nation unless they stage something. And I've had Ron Paul on last week. He's coming on Wednesday again, saying that he believes they may stage a crisis or a war or an economic collapse. They may use this flu hysteria as a cover. I mean, what are the Obama people going to do? He is going to be the most unpopular president in U.S. history at this rate in just 2 months.
Right, and I think that's going to go hand in hand with the truth coming out that he's constitutionally ineligible to be president. And once we get the public behind us, and I think we will, because what are we asking for? Two main things. Number one, his birth certificate, the vault copy, the true copy of it. But two, more important is when he was adopted in Indonesia. Think about one thing. We have the school record on our website and elsewhere, ObamaCrimes.com, that his name's Barry Soturo, and his nationality is Indonesia. I would like to see where he has legally changed his name back to Barack Hussein Obama, because if he hasn't legally changed his name, think about it. Every state where he signed Barack Hussein Obama to run for president, that was fraud.
See, that's a whole nother issue.
Right.
He went and got adopted by a Muslim family, went to madrasas, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing,
right,
but then he said, oh, that's ridiculous, I have no Muslim roots. Then he goes to Cairo and says, I'm a Muslim, basically. This guy is a chameleon. I don't think he's any of these things. We probably don't even know what his real name is.
Well, that's good, but you're right. During the campaign, I'm not a Muslim. Now that he's president, I'm a Muslim. I love the fact that during the campaign, how dare you use my middle name, Barack Hussein Obama. You had to call him Barack H. Obama or Barack Obama. As soon as he got elected, when it came time to be sworn in, and it came out a few weeks earlier, what did he tell everyone? I want to be sworn in under my name of Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, this guy is a phony from day one. But the big thing, think about it, and if we can't get him on the birth certificate right now, if we can get... If he hasn't legally changed his name, Barry Soturo, and he's committed fraud ever since leaving Indonesia using the name. Now, it might not be in Colombia. When he was at Occidental in California, everyone called him Barry. I think his legal name today is Barry Soturo. And remember what happened with Watergate. The Watergate break-in with Nixon was no big deal. It was a cover-up. And now we're in a massive cover-up, I believe, by Obama and the people around him. And I think that's where we're going to get them because, you know, they had hoped, you asked why they brought this up. I got involved August 2008, a year ago now. But in June of 2008, they put this on the website. The reason they did, it had been circulating on the website for a year before that. So to try to quell the rumors that were going around, that's why they put this false document up. But they were such idiots because they put such a phony document up. If they took time to preparing a better one, maybe we wouldn't be talking about it today.
Well, lastly, people kept saying, we want to see a birth announcement. But if a family wants their child to be able to claim U.S. citizen down the road and they're born in the country, that's very common to fly back and then put a birth announcement in and then put out a fake birth certificate, especially back in the 60s. So I don't think this silences it, some supposed microfilm on some establishment website. What do you say to that, Phil Berg?
Yeah, no, the two announcements in the newspapers there, that doesn't really bother me. I'll tell you why. Like, for instance, my son lives in a different state, and he had a child till my granddaughter was born. I could have put an announcement here in Philadelphia, you know, and I could have used my address or any address. And it turned out the address they used isn't even a legitimate address because the people living next door who's lived there for the last 50 years said there was never a black child living next door. So to me, that's just another, that's, they're saying that's great evidence. That's not
great
evidence.
Well, also, I mean, also these people are intelligence agent. I mean, you've got this spooky, cover up that has been going on this entire time where they're acting all sneaky and nobody's allowed to ask questions, and his dad is a communist, and his mother works for these big, creepy, spooky foundations, and Geithner's dad. I mean, this guy gets scarier and scarier by the minute.
Absolutely, and think about it. You know, we forget now, they try to push it away. We forget Reverend Wright. We forget Bill Ayers. The people that Obama associated with, he couldn't get a job as a Chicago police officer, let alone an FBI agent.
My God, if I was hanging out with terrorists, I'd be in prison.
Right, well, you and me. No, there's just, we know nothing about his background. He's 100% phony, and we need the public, everyone out there, go to my website and spread it to everyone you know.
ObamaCrimes.com. Phil, thank you. As this develops, we'll talk to you more in the future. Be careful.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Phil Berg. Okay, I got a bunch of swine flu news and military police state news on the other side of this break, and then some of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Thank you for joining us.
Everybody knows that the boat is
leaking. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, the days and weeks and months and years all run together as we get deeper down the rat hole of the New World Order.
Everybody talking to their pockets.
Wednesday's a big show coming up. We got Steve Quayle for 2 hours with a lot of new intel on the martial law police state, how they're using the flu hysteria as the cover for that. Got several medical doctors coming up this week to basically expose the same thing, dealing with these engineered bioweapons. And we also have other guests coming on dealing with this birther issue that just gets bigger and bigger, the socialized health care, all of it. It is coming up today. I also want to talk to Joe, Marcus, Jay, and a few others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. Man, there's a lot of news here I want to get to. And none of it has to do with Michael Jackson was killed by a shot of powerful painkiller Demerol given by an aide as his personal medical doctor, Conrad Murphy, slept. I mean, this doesn't matter. Why is everybody talking about this? What matters is this. And people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv can see it. This is from ArmyNationalGuard.com, internment specialists. So I'm going to get to this in a moment. But first off, you have this giant architecture of police state and FEMA camps and surveillance all being built over the years, and the training of the police and the conditioning of the population and staging riots and provocateurs in Seattle in 99 and the army running the operation and the provocateurs and then putting thousands of peaceful demonstrators under FEMA control in a Sandpoint Naval Brig internment center and calling it a FEMA internment of political dissidents on the news. That's in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. And thousands of drills, live action, taking over counties and city halls, taking over city governments, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, setting up federal funding for martial law in the states, and saying NORTHCOM's main job is to suppress state legislatures and governors who try to stand up to the Fed and the New World Order. And now, not just drills, but live action military police in Tennessee and California, Army, Marine Corps, searching citizens' cars, running checkpoints. Governors say no. The feds say we're going to do it anyways. Under Obama, this is all not just continuing, it's expanding. So it doesn't matter who's in office. These presidents are just puppets. You have a foreign, offshore, corporate takeover happening of every sovereign nation on earth right now. A global depression engineered to bring this crisis in. A global carbon tax to fund the new world government. The new world government openly a bank of the world to govern us. I mean, a direct world government owned by private interests we pay taxes to. It is happening. It's just mind-blowing. Out in the open, being announced as a good thing on the news. Simultaneously, Department of Homeland Security reports saying you're a terrorist if you believe the Federal Reserve is bad, if you believe it's taking over, if you believe in a new world order, if you like Ron Paul, if you like Alex Jones, if you like our videos. We've got scores of these reports we've broken. You, the audience, is broken by getting it out and forcing it into mainstream media. Then we have the civilian inmate labor camp program. In fact, just to my guys running the live TV show and radio show right now, here is video of the internment specialist over here getting their training and putting Americans in FEMA camps and enrolling and learning how to take people and put them into the camps and how to get their riot gear. I mean, this is just so disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. And they're actually recruiting illegal aliens. They have ads on there, too, that even if you don't speak English, you can come run the American prisons and you can dress up in riot gear and SWAT team American citizens. And then whenever you hear about it on the news, they say, oh, it's for foreigners. But then when you read, Obama has said, oh, we're not going to have foreign camps. We're going to have camps in America that hold U.S. citizens and foreigners, and you're not going to have rights. And they're already beta testing at two supermax, one in Wyoming, one in Montana, with political dissidents in them. And so the Houston Chronicle and the New York Times all report in the last 5 years building these FEMA camps and taking old bases and turning them into camps. And we would see going back more than 10 years ago, taking old camps, refurbishing World War II camps, getting the power and water turned on. We'd have workers there come on and say, yeah, we're all compartmentalized, but you know, they're taking the old 747 hangars out here at the base and turning them into camps. And we see the police arresting thousands of people in New York in 2004 who were peaceful, putting them in a FEMA brig, Pier 57. We see Austin has one out at the old airport. They're taking over the old mall and building one in some of the stores. I mean, all of this is really happening and going on. And they're converting large numbers of the regular Army and regular National Guard force to counterinsurgent, to military police, and then having them go out and run checkpoints in America. So this is not for overseas. Yes, it has that dual use. And then you have the 3-1-E infantry resettlement specialist, how to train to put Americans in FEMA camps for resettlement and reeducation. You cannot make something of this magnitude up. And you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the story titled Army National Guard Advertises for Internment Specialist. In fact, guys, pull this article up. I want to show people watching on the internet out there and those listening how you click and the first link is to the Army. And then you click, the next is to the Army and their civilian inmate labor camp program for the United States and U.S. citizens. That's this link right here. I mean, this is all at army.mil. This is not our opinion. And then you click on the others, and it's all CNN, and it's all other mainstream news sources. We bibliograph, document everything we're saying. And that Judas goat, you know, Glenn Beck and say none of this exists. I don't want to be Glenn Beck's enemy. But we sent him all this material. And, you know, you've asked where your sports stadiums are. We have the training videos. We have everything here. It's so unspeakable. And we have the infrastructure protection training videos they give InfraGuard people where they teach about the mass graves and the quarantines and the lockdowns of cities. And they've been doing this year after year. And right as all the infrastructure comes together, the cherry on top is actually doing it. Now, the question is, are they going to go ahead and implement this? I don't know. But if they almost shut the whole country down over a couple flu deaths in the U.S., what are they going to do when tens of thousands die from the regular flu? They're going to do a PSYOP and get away with anything and then have the military roll in and have some checkpoints and lock down a few towns and cities and lock down a bunch of airports. And then that will set the precedent. See, we locked everything down and not many people died and everybody took their shots. which no doubt will sterilize them. They've been caught doing it in the past, and it's in White House, you know, science czar textbook that he wrote, how to put it in the vaccines and how to sterilize us and how to put it in the water. I mean, and how to use crises to get us to do it. I mean, you know, we've written articles that have the bibliograph, what page it's on, where he says it. It's just unspeakably evil. You got to read it for yourself. So how do they have an anti-terror exercise that goes real world where they take over the society, but where everybody accepts it and it looks legitimate? Northcom. And they've now announced on CNN and Fox and everywhere else that, in fact, Google the Fox clip from last Friday, headline, Army to Aid During Swine Flu. And they say Northcom's new job is dealing with the American people and swine flu. Well, Northcom's entire job is spying on us, spying on Ron Paul, spying on Tea Parties. The Army, our Army for fighting foreign enemies, we told you with the secret documents, months later, confirmed, Baltimore Sun, Army spying on Tea Parties. In fact, show them that after. Army spying on Tea Parties. Well, you've got all the videos saved in there on your screen. It was last Friday. It was something like Army to be involved, Army to help with flu outbreak. Point is, you've all seen the clips out there, ladies and gentlemen. The articles are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, yeah, there it is. Source, FBI spied on Tea Party protesters nationwide. And then if you scroll down into the article, this is some mirror site a fan has. Yeah, that's the Northeast Intelligence Report, but it was also in the Baltimore Sun. I remember seeing that. But regardless, pull up the other article. Now I'm obsessed with this. It was last Friday. We played the clip here. And it was Fox News was the headline, Army to be deployed during swine flu outbreak. That was it. Army to be deployed. There it is. I don't know if this is the clip, though. Probably not the clip. That's an older clip. Well, regardless, I always get sidetracked trying to redocument everything. The point is, they're saying the Army's going to be involved in this. Like, out of the gates, they just decided. All of this has been set up. All of this has been prepared. The police have been acclimated to work with the military. Everybody's been trained to go through this and to go along with this. And then they need it to be a microbe so everybody can be suspect, so everybody can be bad, so different people can be arrested. To train everybody now into the new biological medical tyranny that we've got to arrest people because they won't take the vaccines and they're endangering everybody else because they won't. And it's the law to take all the shots, we say, to set this precedent to forcibly inject you. Yeah, that's it. Military to prepare teams in case of H1N1 outbreak. Back it up and let's play it for everybody right now. Here is the clip, ladies and gentlemen, in case you doubt us. Here it is.
There with the military, we're told. It's as health officials race to get vaccines ready. The U.S. government has just gotten 20 million doses, and we're told it could be getting ready to start giving those shots by October. Even though the trials for these drugs hasn't even begun yet. Just minutes from now, a panel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta is expected to hold a news conference in Atlanta and give its recommendation on how the new vaccine should be handed out. We'll keep an eye on that news conference, and we'll let you know exactly what happens and all the developments from it. Our Brian Wilson is covering this. Brian, the military getting involved, that seems kind of drastic.
Well, I think it is dramatic, Shep. Fox News has confirmed that Northcom has a proposal sitting on the desk of Secretary of Defense Robert Gates that would authorize the military to back up FEMA should there be an H1N1 pandemic. The proposal comes from Northcom Commander Victor Renoir, who wants permission to set up 5 regional military teams who will respond if FEMA says it
needs help. Okay, let's stop right there. They already have 6. It's in the bill for the domestic FEMA camps, and then they have the regional things already set up. It's already all set up. They're just telling you, oh, we just now got permission. We just now deployed this. They have been setting this up forever, and then magically the flu's popping up, and it's a non-event. It's already mutated. Shot won't protect you. Doesn't matter. They all know that. It's all part of their hoax. They all know this. It's an absolute hoax. The question is, what is the hoax going to be? We know they're lying about it, but what is the end game? That's the $64 million answer that we're looking for here. because we better hope this is just a fear monger to sell tens of billions in vaccines and expand federal control. This may be a big one. This may be their final move. Because look how they're trying to get the carbon tax, the global bank of the world, the gun bans, the open borders, everything is happening now. And remember during the campaign, and right after he got elected, Biden said, 6 months in, Obama's going to be hated. But we got to do this job for the elite. Didn't know he's being recorded with high-level Democrats. They are here to kill this country. And Obama was there just to stall people with his fake hope and change long enough to get this agenda through. I mean, Bush carried it all the way to the one-yard line. And they're on the same team, and Bush's shoulder was sprained, and he had a concussion, and he went over and hugged, literally, this is how they operate when he was leaving. We have a video of Bush hugging them, saying, I'll see you soon. Thank you for the great help. Oh, you're just really good. They're all funded by the same people. Obama's related to Bush and Cheney. Totally staged. And so Bush got him right down to the one-yard line. And now they hand the ball to Obama, and they said, can you bring America down for the New World Order? And Obama said, I'm going to try my best. Let me just con these suckers as best I can. They said, pimp game. High five. Boom. I'm serious, man. And, man, he is one inch. He's been trying to move it. And he got one foot, got another foot. But now he's stalled. Everybody figures out the play. He's running up the middle. And Obama's got one more foot he needs to get. Just one more, and they're getting ready, and they're going, get ready to run the bird flu. We're going to use this as a smokescreen for the whole operation. Blue 42, blue 42, hut, 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 and the ball is in play. Is he going to pass? Is he going to run? Is he going to hand it off? What's going on here? I mean, can you hope and change idiots wake up and realize we don't support Bush? We don't support Osama bin Laden? We don't support Barack Obama? We don't support any of these New World Order people? Osama bin Laden? George Bush, Barack Obama, they all work for the New World Order. It's all theater. The whole world is a stage, each of us a player upon it. And we need everybody that loves liberty and freedom to stand up to these bastards right now. It's clear. They are going to use this as the cover for their martial law. Mexico was about to collapse. That was a beta test. The people were about to revolt as the summer began. They're not revolting now. They're just happy to be alive. That was their excuse to clamp down. And clearly this is a massive psyop in every way. I'm going to come back and jam in a few final phone calls. I did want to tell you about some of our sponsors before we end this segment. HomeGain.com has brought you this hour. HomeGain, HomeGain.com. Check out Max Little Orange Gorilla when you link through at InfoWars.com. It's an entirely free site at HomeGain.com. You can type in your street address and get a free estimate of your home's value. They have a free street view system. A home sale maximizer is my favorite to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's values before you put them on the market. Everything's free at HomeGain.com. 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 All right, we'll jam in a few final calls here on the other side, and then retransmission of the jam-packed show begins on the audio streams. At InfoWars.com, you can download the video of your members at PrisonPlanet.tv or watch us live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One more sponsor I was going to tell you about. We'll jam in a few final calls. I'm going to forget to the end of the show here. It's Front Sight, frontsight.com. FrontSight.com. Just fabulous, folks. And this is the premier above military and law enforcement training. Handgun, shotgun, rifle, long distance, you name it. No drill instructor or military attitude. Tough guy attitude. FrontSight.com. Good for the whole family. That's FrontSight.com. And the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has a special for all of you. You can get basically 75% off his 4 or 5 day training seminar. And literally, that's what it is. I know the prices. And get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol on the caliber of your choice for a limited time. So check it out. Classes fill up many times. Check them out at frontsight.com. It's also a phone number on the website. Okay, let's go to Joe in Illinois. Joe, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Alex. Great show today. Thank you so much for everything you do. I've been reading a lot of books by Anthony C. Sutton, and I know you did an interview with him, and they're great books, by the way. They're a little dense, but they have amazing content.
Yeah, Anthony Sutton's dead, but I did interview him like 12 years ago, and then I tried to interview him a couple years ago, and he sent a nice email saying, I'm honored, appreciate your work, but I'm unfortunately past that point in my life, and he died like 2 weeks later. So what a classy guy. He was emailing me when he was dying. I mean, that was, you know, hell, if I'm dying, I'm not going to be returning anybody's emails. But yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, he's an amazing author. And I think you said, like, he worked for the tax-exempt foundations, and that's how he woke up and how he came to know the things that he knew. And I wondered if you could comment on that. And also another amazing book that a lot of people don't know about. It's called FDR, My Exploited Father-in-Law, by Curtis Dahl. That's D-A-L-L.
Yes, I've had a guest on about that. I've read some excerpts about that.
Yeah, that's just an amazing that people need to. It's hard to get a hard copy, but you can get the PDF online.
Yeah, that's the great thing. And, books are being put online now. It's really exciting.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, this guy knew the Rockefellers. He knew the Warburgs. And he just explains it all, how the CFR runs everything and how they engineer the wars and the depressions.
They brag about it. These bastards all write books. I mean, not just books against it. All these elitists like Rockefeller and Helmut Schmidt, they all write books bragging. Rothkopf, I have him on. Got Rothkopf on the show. You writes books about torturing children. I mean, these Slimers are everywhere. I appreciate your call. Got to jump. Marcos in California. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's great to be on your show. I'm going to make this pretty quick, but since I only have a limited time.
Yeah, we got about a minute here.
Yeah, the problem with people really is that they all forget what really life is all about. You understand, like, it's all not that, you know, because none of this is real, really. It's all just based on all.
You got to keep your foot down on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out because we got a run to make.
Yeah, exactly.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
Mm-hmm. Well, people need to understand, none of this is real. Nothing of what they do is real. Life isn't real. It's just an imagination of what we really are.
Well, the decisions you make are real. The choices on good and evil are real. But I agree with you. It's all a test. Great call. I'm sorry we're out of time. Jay, Taylor, Tony, others, call me back tomorrow. Love to hear from you. We're going to have some more shows this week. We're going to take a lot of calls, and we're going to get deep into this flu, deep into this internment camp, martial law situation on these transmissions. Great job, crew. The transmission starts now at the free podcast at Infowars.com, the listen page, or the restreams, or on your local AM and FM affiliate. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.